Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new Handmade Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I am here with Heather Jo Clark.
What's up?
Hanaro Laranja.
Ibi Shampoha.
Thank you. As well as CB Gold.
What's
How are
going
you?
On?
They saved the best for last, huh?
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, I'm here, okay? A lot of you guys fucking complained that whereas Uncle Hanach is going to be late, you're going to be on time.
You were late.
Who cares? At this time you start, you wait for me, okay?
We did start today.
So blame it on Adam because, you know, what if you're waiting for a Prince show? And then he's not gonna be playing a lot of shows. But
yeah,
when I went to saw Prince,
yes,
you know, you gotta wait for a while,
right?
And you gotta go, is he coming out? What's happening here?
Right.
And then the band gonna play for a little while,
yeah.
And then they're gonna tell you can't take any pictures and shit or video,
yep,
because Prince don't like that,
right?
And to be honest, I almost got into a fight with one of Prince's bodyguard because the girl that I was with,
yep,
was taking some pics or some video of Prince, and then they tried to snatch her phone, and I almost had to huff the guy up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Okay, so this is going to be a good show today. We have Sarah McMahon on the show. Sarah McMahon.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like Sarah McMahon as well. And it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a really good show. I actually had one of the worst Monday mornings of my life.
What a coincidence.
I'll tell you what happened. So the night before, I get home and I couldn't sleep on Sunday night. I was wired. I think I had a show that night. Oh, I had two shows it was Chocolate Sundays, which is the black show.
Chocolate Sundays is different on my shit.
Of course.
Yeah.
Chocolate shows at the Laugh Factory. I was the only white comic.
Tell them about Chocolate for people who don't live around
Chocolate Sundays
here.
Is basically, it's mostly like black comedians.
You might as well just call it Black Sunday.
But right.
But it's a little nicer way of saying sweeten
Chocolate
it up.
Sundays. Yeah. So
they sprinkle
on,
some white guy on there.
And I fucking killed. It was sold out. It was a sold out show. I had a great time. But, you know, as a comic, you know, the second show I got off around midnight, you know, you're so high from the show, it's hard to sleep. So I got home and like I couldn't sleep. So
What time of night you got off?
I got home like 12:31. I just couldn't sleep. So I took some ZQL. You know, that didn't really work. And then so I just masturbated, right? That's usually how you fall asleep.
That's a good way. Yes. But sometimes when you're wired anyway, if it's to a certain level, nothing's going to work, you know?
Well, I try. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll masturbate twice. I'll go for it. But I was wanting out. But my girl got me these new sweatpants that I sleep in where there's a zipper in the front. It's like thing. So, you know, I like do my thing. I wipe up with a towel.
And where's your girl at this point?
My girl's not. She's at her place. With we don't
Ben
live together.
Stiller.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good.
I'm thinking of the Ben Stiller
Yeah,
movie.
Well, of course. I'm
not thinking about marriage.
Just wait, right?
Yeah,
So I wake up in the morning and my sweatpants are hanging off me. So I zip up and my penis got caught in my zipper.
What part to your penis?
Like
the shaft.
No,
or
like
the
shaft. Like
the under part of the shaft. The one where that looked like the main vein is under there.
Yeah, and like the skin was in the zipper. So
something
I was,
about Mary.
A very sensitive skin.
So I couldn't like unzip it. It hurt if I tried to get it unzip it and it was stuck. It was stuck. Yeah. So what happened was my sweatpants was – I almost passed out. I laid down. I started getting like –
bleeding blood was coming out of
Not bleeding yet, but I started getting lightheaded, right? I'm like, oh, no. My dog's looking at me like you're crazy.
And you got ZQL, and so you're fucking punchy at this point.
In the morning. It's in the morning, right?
Oh.
So
you got to back it up the train tracks.
Right. So I couldn't back up the train. It hurt so much. So I laid down on my bed. I took a scissor. And I cut open, cut around the sweatpants.
Did you cut a piece of your dick off of
that? No, I cut the sweatpants, right?
Oh, that's nice.
So now I just have a zipper on my dick. Like, so now I'm walking around, and so I've got to go to the shower, and I just have, which would be a good name for a villain, like zipper dick, like versus.
No.
You don't think it's like
Orgasmo too.
Or just like Daredevil versus zipper dick. Tell me.
Yeah.
No.
So now it hurts so much. Luckily, I got it off. But now there's for the last 3 days, there's an indent on my dick of the zipper. That's how bad it was.
You didn't tear nothing.
Didn't tear nothing. But I was worried.
Thanks to my God that your dick will survive.
But I was worried. I thought I would have to go to the ER with a zipper on my dick. You know, like, imagine.
Could have joined me there.
I'd have to walk into, you know.
Well, yeah, but and also it's going to cost a lot of money. On
yeah,
that.
I mean, right. And then
dick is very sensitive. They have a specialist in there.
Right.
You know?
All I could think was my day has to get better from here. There's no way my day's getting worse than having my zipper on my dick.
God,
it hurts so much. It was brutal.
Yeah, I feel like when I was a kid, I've had an experience like catch a little bit of my balls or something like that. But I never caught the actual dick on there.
It was brutal. It was so brutal.
I can't imagine. Yeah. But yeah, that's fucking terrible, my brother.
That was it was really bad. So that was Monday, and then my day got a little better. I had some cool meetings and working on this script, blah blah blah. And then yesterday, Tuesday, I hosted the roast battle. I didn't host it. I judged the roast battle at
the one from Jeff Haas.
Yeah, Jeff Haas was there.
So you're gonna be on the show?
No, I was just one of the judges. They do it at the Belly Room every Tuesday.
No. I'm saying you're gonna be on. You're gonna make it to the telecast of the show?
No. Because they just basically have a live roast battle every Tuesday night at the Comedy Store, and it was me, Jeff Haas, Waka Flocka was there,
Waka.
Dion Cole.
What was he? How you like Waka?
He seemed like a nice guy. He was stoned as hell.
You don't say.
So Waka, Dion Cole, and then the Sklar brothers. But it was the first time that I judged it.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, you got to be funny as a judge. At the same time, I was nervous because I was like, I'm not really there a lot. But it went really well. It was fun. I tried to keep my comments to like two lines or less, you know, because I when I watch it, I hate when judges go on.
They go too much. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it becomes about the judges.
Too much. And you need a zinger in there, and then that's it.
A zinger out.
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah.
In and out.
You came to a zinger there.
So, CB, you were in the hospital yesterday. You were puking blood.
Yeah. Monday night I got home.
What the fuck happened?
2:00 in the morning. Walked right in my house, ran to the bathroom, and I started vomiting, which is not abnormal when you have diverticulitis and gastroparesis. But,
oh, God, are you? I didn't know about that.
Gastro. Yeah, and then so blood just started coming out. I'm like, this can't be a good thing. So I Googled it real quick because that's what we all do now
right. Before
checking with a doctor.
Google.
I went to the hospital and I spent 6 hours in the hospital and they did a bunch of tests and did all these things.
Did you graft the nurse?
Hilarious.
All right, go on.
And she kind of graft me. She wants to know where to get a tattoo. And I'm like, well, I got somewhere you can go. But yeah, they let me out at like 7. I hadn't slept yet and... Yesterday morning at 7. I'm still like, I'm really tired, I'm recouping, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened.
Did your parents go with you to the hospital?
No, I actually, one of the women came in to verify all my medical information, and my emergency contacts my mom, and I'm like, please don't call her. Like, there's no reason to wake her up. If I'm not dying,
she's
going to
worry about you.
Yeah, so I called her yesterday, though, and it was
funny.
Doesn't
she know you're not home? Because you guys live together.
Hilarious.
All right.
No, but I called her yesterday.
Knock on your door. CB Gold, where are you, honey?
So I called her yesterday, and she answers the phone. She goes, what's going on? I said, nothing. She goes, is it urgent? I'm on the phone with your father. I said, it may be. I was in the hospital last night. She's like, all right, well, then fuck your dad. So I was talking to her, but everything seems to be okay. I feel fine. I'm just really tired.
Okay. Well, I hope you're okay, man.
I think I'm okay.
Get well.
I hope you don't die. Anytime soon.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Maybe
you gotta stop smoking cigarette.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Maybe when you're coughing up blood and you're going to the EH for treatment, then you need to stop.
And
that.
Maybe don't work so hard. Oh wait, but I'm just saying.
I work really
you're
hard.
You're burning the candle to both ends.
You know what's the worst part about going to the ER though?
What's that?
It ruined my whole fucking day.
Yeah.
Oh, no
why?
Shit.
So I was gonna go find Connor.
Really?
Connor's in L.A. I was trying. I know where he's. I know where he's staying. I know where he's training. I was trying to go see Connor, man.
What would you do?
Kind of missed out on that one.
Now, what would you do if you actually found Connor?
I would talk to him, show him all my tattoos, get some autographs, photos.
He's already seen him, hasn't he?
No, he's never seen him.
Oh.
First time I met him, I didn't have any.
He missed out on you talking to him and showing him your tattoos.
He left already.
That sounds like a good combination.
And Heather, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been doing a lot of podcasts of my own lately, so definitely check that out, Believe to Believe, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio.
Okay.
Yeah. What else? I've been Zappos, doing a lot of yoga. Zusk.
What?
I've been doing a lot of yoga.
A lot of yoga.
Hot yoga, and today didn't. It was a different type of yoga, but yeah, hot I'm really yoga? Just trying. Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm trying to just kind of center myself and heal my body inside and out.
I'll put something. I'll center the inside of yourself.
Wow. And and then, you know, I'm still training with Benny the Jet. And
so, how far away from you from having a fight? What do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm not, you know, maybe 5 months, 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Hanato, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, this is it. And I'm here for the people. So, you know, let's get this show onto the hold.
Yes. Okay. Show the road. So the fights this weekend.
Unless one of you guys got more fucking, you want to tell me about your bursitis and your fucking sciatica and you guys is fucking low energy.
Yes. Yeah,
Donald Trump was hyped about all this.
Down.
Yeah.
Sorry,
these
sorry,
fucking
I'm
people
I'm
over here.
To just find your
uncle Hinash is the only one who's engaged and gave 100 on 10.
Yeah. Take it off fucking Twitter.
You're engaged.
Right,
yeah. Well, not like that. I never fucking do that again.
I hate
again.
That when I'm on stage doing comedy. And someone's on their
well,
fucking phone.
You know, hey, these guys is big time.
I'm sorry.
You know, Renato's still hungry.
Yes.
He needs the work.
Exactly.
Okay? Look at you fucking people.
Eat more fruits and vegetables.
Not all of us have, you know, some of us have to work.
Well, really, never mind. So. Right now you're working.
Exactly.
I am working.
So let's
I'm
go.
To,
so,
I can
okay,
work
the
at
fights.
The same time.
Wait, working?
Let's talk about the fights that happened. The Black Beast, that was awesome. He obliterated Travis Brown.
Oh, man.
That was unbelievable. I loved his post-fight thing. They cut it out of the UFC when they posted it again on YouTube.
Of course they did.
They took that, which I think is ridiculous.
Which part they cut out?
The Ronda Rousey, get your fine ass over here.
And
I wonder why.
Wife beater.
I wonder why. Oh, they cut out the wife beater part?
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, they don't cut out. They kept the Jon Jones Cormier thing in after all that was going on. But they cut that out. Why? Because it's after the fight, not
hey,
before
look,
the fight?
I'm not going to name any names, but I'll tell you this, and I'm not joking about this. I was doing a video for a certain company, and then they liked the video. They said, next time don't say anything about white women.
Yeah.
Okay? It's very interesting in 2017 when when I'm saying all kind of shit about all kind of stuffs. And that's the thing that they had a problem with. Very interesting stuff to me. That's still a fucking issue for people.
But what happened to Travis Brown? I mean, Travis Brown at one point, I remember he was at the MMA Awards about 2 years ago. He was Fighter of the Year. I mean, I don't know, Fighter of the Year. He was like a breakthrough Fighter of the Year. He just kept winning award after award after award.
I don't know. Take a wild guess.
And I mean, I know it was Edmund, but Ronda or Edmund? Which
both?
One is it?
Why can't it be both? Why he's got to choose?
It's not. It could be both.
Could it be neither as well?
Well...
Really?
Okay, so here's my take on it, okay?
Yes.
And I don't know, Edmund. I don't know. I've never trained there. I've been to the place to take some pictures with Honda before, the years before Travis Brownie. But the way I look at it, you know, imagine this. Imagine you're going out with a girl, and this is speculation. I don't know what the fuck's going on in their private life. I don't see them training. I don't know what they're doing over there. But if I was to just armchair quarterback or psychologist or whatever, have you ever been in a relationship with a woman that's going through a crisis?
Yes.
Like maybe her somebody died or she's having a depression, she's having a suicide, whatever the fuck she's going through in her mind. Imagine just that factor alone. What that would, you know.
Of course.
When you got with the girl, everything was high and exciting, and you're like the power couple, the UFC, MMA, royalty, whatever, you know. And then one after the other, these things is happening.
Yes, but he's also into the last relationship he was in didn't end up very well. I mean, she accused him of beating her. It was all kinds of
stuff.
Well,
what did that have to do with what I'm talking about?
What I'm saying is it's not like he was winning.
That's a different level.
He was winning.
That's a very different level.
I think Renato's got a good point because I was kind of like that bitch.
You were what?
Like, I'm not calling Ronda a bitch. I'm saying
I was crazy.
That person.
You was a crazy person.
I was that kind of bitch.
Well, thank God
you
changed.
When I had those things like back to back, and I realize that now, you know, it's hard.
Imagine she said that. Imagine before he hashed this before, okay? But when she said she was feeling like suicidal or whatever,
right.
When you day in day out and you live with somebody who's suicidal, depressed,
yeah.
That's a full-time job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
And then I mean, fuck, and then it hub off on people. You know, you think this is a joke. You know how people can get contract high when somebody else high?
Yeah.
You know how chicks, when they get a period, they hang out with each other, their periods start to sync up? When you're hanging out with a fucking depressed person,
you get depressed.
You get depressed.
I totally
news flashy. You get depressed. Yep. And don't mean you can't, you have to be there for you if you love somebody. That's part, but you, it's gonna hop off on you.
Right.
You're gonna fucking start to feel fucked up. And so, you know, I'm not gonna blame all that on that, but then also, we don't know, I don't know, but there's been some questions about the guy as a coach, you know, I don't know what the fuck he's doing over there, so I can speculate that maybe something's not kosher over there with the training. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say is that when it looked like he left to Hey Sappho,
yep,
and wherever he's going, Lundell, whatever, his next camp, before shit started to go sour for him, he started to look more like the old Travis Browning.
No, it was Greg Jackson's that he left. He should never have left Greg Jackson's.
I understand that, but I'm saying he started to look somewhat like, oh, shit. He's got a little pep in the step. His stance is different. Mm. He's utilizing more of the leg kicks and stuff, and he was looking kind of good.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He almost stopped.
He almost stopped with the duty kicks.
Yeah,
you know?
And he did. That was weird because it seemed like it didn't. I know how hard that guy kicks and how it would kill anybody, but it didn't seem like it was a flush.
Well, what happened was
he's saying he had to take a dump.
Yeah, he hit him. He hit him with the choke. You know, like kind of talk about that. Yeah. I know it's fine. No, we're gonna get to the dump and all that, but you know, kind of talk about digging your toes the into you when you get hit in there, man. You there's not much you can do. And then on top of that, you gotta take a shit. I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you competing or you even going on stage and you're like it's just a bad timing.
Oh,
you're like,
poha,
I gotta take
Canada,
a fucking shit.
I had food poisoning.
Oh,
and I'm on
diarrhea.
Stage. Diarrhea. No, food poisoning. Legitimate. Like,
no,
I took
know.
75 shits that night.
No, I know.
And I had to go on stage, do an hour, and it hit me like a half hour on stage. I was like afraid. I was wearing like gray pants, and I stood against the wall at the back of the comedy thing because I was afraid that I would shit and people at the side of me would be able to see it. And I'm like, hey, look at your shirt. And like, hey, at least I don't shit my pants. I had the whole fucking thing that was going on. So
well,
I know
why you didn't wear like dark pants or something.
Because I didn't have that before I left the place. It happened
You should have did like the Terminator, like your pants, your boots, you know, like take off some fucking poor sap over there.
Maybe, but anyway, so...
Wait, let me... Okay, so you shit yourself?
No, I did not shit myself. I have shit myself before, though. That's the worst. The worst when you're driving home and, like, you're racing against time, and then you're driving home, and then your shit just, like, knows how close you are to... My friend had, like, a joke, how, like, Dwayne Perkins talked about that, how he, like, you get home, and there's, like, you have your Rubik's Cube belt on.
There's no way. There's no way,
It's always the worst. You're running and running as fast as you can, and you get to the toilet, you're like, ugh!
Your cheeks is trembling.
The worst.
You know, I had a situation like that when I used to do telenovelas in Brazil.
Yep.
And I hit my other cat. Yeah, my dog is looking at your cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. That's a beautiful cat over there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's cat's Carmen. She was a feral cat.
Well, this dog's about to be a fucking deceased cat. if I let my... I seen my dog here, and she looks cute and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
This dog is a hunter because she's half a hat terrier.
She doesn't like cats?
They don't like any. They're bred to just kill rodents. Yeah, yeah. They bred to kill shit, you know. So I seen her at Hunyan Canyon.
Yeah, yeah.
She's you know, the gophers pop the head
up. Yeah, yeah.
She's fucking snatched like a cobra.
Really?
And I remember because, you know me, I don't like to kill animals. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I told her, put that fucking thing down. And before I did it, she shaked it a little bit. I was, don't worry about me. I'm just telling a story here. You're just fucking looking at your phone.
Go on.
Okay.
I got booked in China just now.
Yeah, no, you're going to get... Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Shanghai.
After this, you're going to be booking... Fucking,
it's so funny, though, man.
Wait, go
on.
Okay,
go on.
Go ahead.
Go on.
Okay. So anyway, she fucking eviscerate the fucking squirrel or whatever the thing is, the gopher, like that. And it looked like a little cartoon character, but it was looking up at me like... Like in a Vietnam movie, you know, with the guts coming out, like looking at me. And what I had to do, I had to stomp the thing's fucking brains out, okay?
No, really?
Yeah, because what I'm going to do, leave him like, it was like a Vietnam. I had to put him out. I didn't have a gun. If I had a gun, I would have put a bullet through the forehead, like in
that's the dog's
of mice
fault.
And men.
I mean, it's, dog. It's not anybody's
no,
fault.
No, it's nobody's fault, but at least my dog could have ate that one. She just leave it there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would have put it out through the misery.
My dog hates, you know, he was used as bait for pit bull fighting.
Yeah.
He hates dogs but he likes people with dogs. Like he'll smell people's legs and stuff. Oh, hey, how's it going? Yeah. He'll pet you. He loves people with dogs. He's hates dogs himself. It's just weird. He's like a self-hating
Animal.
Well,
he's just, like you. You're a self-hating Jew, Paul.
Exactly. No, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
I'm an everybody-hating Jew.
That's all right, true.
So anybody.
Wait, what
was I talking about? So, all right.
Oh, taking a shit? No, wait, how we got onto gerbils? Wait, I was talking about something and then that happened. What happened?
Before
Travis Brown, Ronda Rousey.
But taking a shit. I was on the telenovelas. I used to do that in Brazil.
Yeah.
It's like a soap opera kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. I was very popular. Okay. I was all the magazine. Everybody loved me. Everything like that.
Of course.
I was had a perfect body.
Yes. You still do.
Well. And then I remember I got a food poisoning from a spicy tuna, fucking sushi. Okay. I was sick for like a week. Throwing up. I thought I was going to die. Throwing up, shitting myself, you know, just night and day, night and dehydrate. But when you're on the TV show, you can't just go, hey, look, guys, let's postpone this for a couple weeks. For a couple days, whatever, you know. The show must go on.
Right.
So I was on that shit, you know, doing the stuff about, look, I love you. I got to stay with you. Meanwhile, your stomach is in cramps. You're pale. You're fucking dying, you know. Yeah. And they must have thought, because I couldn't hear tell them what's going on, you know, like... That they would have been like, stay away from me or whatever. So, you know, they must have thought I was a heroin junkie or something like that.
Oh. When I used to wrestle in high school, every time I had a match, I would take like 4 or 5 dumps.
Because you was nervous.
But then I actually read an article about Sugar Ray Leonard, who said no matter every single fight he ever had, he was in the toilet for like 6 or 7 times. Do you do that as well?
I do, actually. And
You do.
The thing is, I know.
D-O-O, poha.
Go on.
So this last fight in Mexico City.
Oh, that's also the Montezuma
I felt
revenge.
Like I had to go like to the bathroom getting off the bus. Yeah. But the USADA came up to me and was like, we're going to test you right away. So the first thing I do is I put my bags down.
They took a stool sample?
They have to go. And there's 2 people. No stool sample. But there's 2 people in there. And then I gave them a sample and it was diluted. So I had
pee sample.
And it was diluted because I had been drinking a lot of water and
or you tried to mix away the steroid, poha. I know that.
So they stay with me and every time I go to the bathroom they have to come with me and in Mexico they don't really have a commission so they don't really know what's going on so they had this girl working for whatever their commission is and she had to come in there too. So I had 2
and watch
women.
Does she have to watch you piss?
They have to watch
me. They have to see
me.
It come out?
No way.
No, wait, they don't have to see it come out, but they have to watch me. They see that I have nothing in my hands and stuff. And then so then once I did a second one, it was still diluted. Then USADA goes away, whatever. But the Mexican girl still had to come in there with me every single time I went to the bathroom before the fight. Wow.
I wish I could have got that job. I'm going to take you to the bathroom. I'm going to give you a semen
it was
sample.
So uncomfortable. You'd be great at that. And like, yeah. I couldn't just relax or, you know, do what I needed to do. Like, it was just like,
No, but while you're talking, this guy wants to put me in Shanghai. It's funny because, like, it's just how funny how comedy is. Like, last Wednesday, I did a show with one of the worst places I've ever done. It wasn't the guy's fault. It was a bar show, and there were 3 comics in the crowd and 1 girlfriend, 1 actual audience member. And the comics were miserable, and you'd no light.
Where was this at?
It was on Sunset, some bar.
Call what bar? You don't want to be smart.
I'm up there going, what am I doing with my life? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not getting, this is not helping. My jokes, no matter how funny the jokes are, these people are not going to laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I even said, I'm like, I'm better off doing this show for my pets. I'll get a better reaction. So then as I leave, I got my head down, and then Brian Moses is like, hey, man, you want to judge the roast battle next week? I'm like, sure. So it's just – and then, like, Monday, I do a dime bar, and it was one of those sets where –
What's a roast battle?
It's just a show on Comedy Central.
It's like you talk shit about each other. Like, they put 2 comics up to each other, and then they get a chance, like – to do host jokes on the other one, and then the people got to judge who won that one. It's kind of good if they know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
When they don't, some comics is good at that, some is not. Like, it don't mean they're a bad comic, but some guys just can't do that, and they fucking, it's the most uncomfortable. To see someone trying to do it's whack.
Yeah, it's I don't like that.
It's like someone who can't freestyle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uncle Hanach would fucking kill all the guys.
Absolutely. So then Monday, this one of those sets where I'm like, it was a kind of a hit or miss set. That's what they call them. Like, some jokes land, some jokes don't. You guys, all right, no more phones during the podcast. CB, if you want to be on the podcast, be on the podcast, but no phones.
God, are you?
It was one of those sets.
Let's get engaged here.
It was one of those sets where I wasn't really I wasn't feeling great about it, but then this guy's after me. He's like, "Hey, man, you know, you're great. Do you want to go to China?" It just goes to show you sometimes, like, sometimes you think you murder, and you're like, "Oh, the world's my oyster," and nothing happens.
Exactly.
Other times you're like, "Eh."
Exactly, my brother. That's why there is no, "Oh, what am I doing with my life," or whatever. Everything has value. You know what I'm saying? Every fucking, if you go, you know, I remember one time I was booked to do a fucking show in like Washington somewhere. I forgot the name of the town, but it was like it was a depressed economy there. It was like a janky area, okay? I don't remember the name of the place, okay? But they had me to come, and it was like a youth organization, Christian organization, wanted to brought me out.
Yep.
And I said, "Poha, you know who the fuck are you talking to here?" And they said, yeah, we know. And I said, okay. And there is a bunch of kids that he formed from, like, they was crack babies or there was gang bangers or whatever. I mean, the kind of kids like the Bad News Bear.
Right.
Or the fucking one from the Hitcher Prime movie Busting Loose.
Right.
Okay. It's a bunch of juvenile delinquents.
City
okay.
God.
Which, and I appreciate those guys, but I said, okay, you sure? You know what I'm doing. You know how it's going to work. They said, we love it. We're going to have you. You came out. Then I'm waiting there, and it's kind of at some kind of church thing or whatever. I'm waiting in the backstage, and then I came out, and they assured me that's going to be, you know, adults from around the whole area.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be on the thing. It's 100% kids. 100% kids, my audience.
Right.
And I got to go up there. And by the way, because we wasn't doing techniques, it was just the Henach part.
Right.
Okay? I get out there, and I'm standing there, and I see a whole bunch of kids. I go, what the fuck? And on the fly, I had to just go with the flow, and I figured the shit out. I made it like a very special, today on a very special Uncle Henach.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? And I helped to inspire those kids so they can be like me when they grow up.
Well, you have a lot of kids yourself. So.
Well, of course, but that ones I prefer... Exactly. I prefer to stay as far the fuck away from that once as I can. But the fucked up thing was then afterwards, because I guess it's legal out there, they had a youth MMA, okay? Which was basically MMA, but you couldn't like elbow or something like that. And that's it. It was fucking MMA with like 13-year-old, 14, 15. And they wanted me to corner these kids.
Right.
And it was the craziest fucking thing. I seen a kid getting knocked out. Yeah, I could. At first I was against it. And then once you got me in the corner, first I was like, this is human cock fightings. Yeah. And then once the first fight happened, one of my guys is going in there and I'm the coach.
Yeah.
I'm going, finish that guy. Finish. Put it. And then he finished this fucking kid. He's laid out like a newborn fucking baby. And I'm in there hugging the guy. We're crying. You know what I'm saying? Like all of a sudden it's like the movie, it's like hockey or whatever, or Hootie or one of that inspiring story, you know, but the who knows what the fuck is the moral of the story. But I made lemonade, you know. They gave me lemonade, and I was turned that one onto a lemon.
Yes, I think it's the other way around, but I understand what you're saying. I used to do these kid shows in New York City. They had these kid shows, camp shows, were the worst shows ever.
Oh, of course,
because they bring the whole camp in. And like for little kids, and I'd be on stage. I used to host them, and the worst, you get the ice cream spot. Like in comedy, this is the check spot where they drop the checks. This, they drop the ice cream, and all the kids. So you're on stage trying to do a clean joke, and all of a sudden they give out those little scoops. It was like half vanilla, half chocolate.
Yeah, I know exactly. And come with a wooden spoon.
Yeah. And the kids like ice cream. So you got to compete with that. Well, one time the camp they brought in was half gifted kids, half mentally challenged kids. Right?
What's the challenge of that one?
It was two different camps.
What challenge they was dealing with?
They were, you know, they had like they had
to listen to Adam do stand up.
Carayo, that was must have been challenged for that one.
Like, of course. So I go up there and they're like, "Hey, you got to be clean." And I, at the time, it wasn't very clean. I said the word lesbian, right? Which was
How old's the kid?
6 or 7 or 8 or whatever. So then the kids go lesbian, and all the mentally challenged start running around the room like fucking throwing ice cream in the air and
stuff.
Shut up! I swear.
No way.
The kids were just looking at them like, "What's wrong with this?"
This is not the most surprising thing I've heard about.
You know, there's somebody out there who that's their fetish. Like, he charted kids eating a half vanilla, half chocolate.
Yeah.
And saying lesbian and throwing shit around. Somebody out there is going, "Poha, where the fuck was I in those years, the salad days?"
It was insane. All right, so let's talk about Johnny Hendrix, Hector Lombard. That was one of the I was shocked. Hendrix needs to stay at 185.
Yeah, I was surprised. All of us, I think, I pride myself on usually to being high about everything, but I feel you may hunt back the videotape, but I probably said Lombard, didn't I?
Yes.
I mean, I think we all said Lombard, but that was based on how Hendrix was looking when he was killing himself over there. So, right off the bat, I was like, this is a different Hendrix.
Different. He was having fun.
Yeah.
He was enjoying
himself. I mean, he had a little bit of that little gut or whatever, but yo, he didn't seem too tired. He did just fine on my book.
It's a way better Johnny Hendrix. I'll tell you what, though. That new announcer has to go.
Everybody don't like that guy.
I'm sorry, but
what's wrong with him? Todd Grisham?
He doesn't.
I didn't even notice.
It's his first time.
To be honest, let me tell you something. I didn't even notice that fucking he was that bad. Who the fuck is that?
By the way?
Diego.
What? Oh, Diego.
Diego Brandão.
Yeah.
Okay, Heather. Nothing is more distracting.
Yeah, you be shown.
People are trying to listen to the podcast.
But hold on. But that's Diego Brandão. That guy's a celebrity, and he's one of my irmão.
All right.
Casca Grossa. Tá sumido, fera.
No, we can't even hear
you. Oh, he can't hear you?
Oh, great. He can hear you.
He can hear you.
The middle of the podcast.
He can't talk. He's not talking.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Essa fera é casca grossa.
This new guy. Where was I? I didn't finish my thought on this new guy, okay? This guy, Todd Grisham, his name? Todd Grisham?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give him a chance. It was his first time. I shouldn't say he had to go. However, you know, when he says things like, you know, Johnny Hendrix, he'll beat the Hector Lombards of the world, but how will he do against guys like Jacare? First of all, have a little fucking respect for Hector Lombard.
Number one,
Hector Lombard isn't some fucking journeyman.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he's a guy that on any given day could beat any one of these guys.
Sure.
He's way better at 85, too, because he's not, like, totally drained.
You know what? Maybe he won't beat Jacare, but you got to give him he's in there against anybody.
Absolutely.
Second of all, you could just tell that this guy, Todd, does not watch MMA.
Where they found him from?
From the WWE, they found him
from. He wasn't most recently there. He's been in ESPN doing MMA.
I don't know. I
do know.
All right, well, listen. A lot of fighters were DMing me going, I'm embarrassed to be a fighter right now.
To be honest, I heard the shit, okay? I mean, I was watching, and you know what? I gotta be honest, I didn't even notice. I didn't even register that was happening. But I have to admit, a lot of people came to me. A lot of people comment, what the fuck? They want this guy's head. And I don't, I mean, maybe I'm not just paying attention because I don't know. I just didn't notice. He wasn't so bad that it didn't seem like he was trying too hard.
He was calling things like, well, he's very trained in the UFC. Like, yeah.
I guess I just tuned the fucking guy out. Yeah, I wasn't even like, I was just paying attention to the fighting. When you've been in there, when you know what you're doing, when you know what you're looking at, you can't even hear nothing.
There were no
to me,
guys,
it's kill and also to be kill.
Yeah. If this was 1990, I'd say, you know what? Great. Okay.
If it was 1990, your comedy would be great, Paul.
Okay. Probably. But there are so many guys out there that can do a better job. That there are so many ex-fighters. There are so many current fighters.
Like me.
Okay? Like you.
Yeah, ex-fighters like her.
Rashad Evans or Dean Thomas or Eva Edwards. And people are like, well, you know, they're color guys. Okay, you know what?
Yeah, wait, time out. Yeah, you know what, Adam? Fucking, you got to update your stuff to the 2017, okay? I know Dean Thomas. I know it's Eve Edwards, but they don't call colored anymore.
I meant color commentary. I didn't mean like
doesn't matter if the guy is colored. It don't matter if he's commentating or doing anything else. So, you know, I walk out of here.
Okay, I understand. But then there's like a guy like Steve Quadros would be perfect. That guy, he's readily available.
Let me try ask you
all the Pride podcast. Frank Mir, go on.
Can I give you my true cent?
Sure.
I mean, again,
Mauro and Ronaldo.
Never mind Mauro. He's on the fucking. He's making $1 million in the fucking WWE.
Oh, right.
He make a lot of money over there. He's not trying to come back.
Go on.
But again, this is your uncle Hanach has just been around the block. I feel that the thing that's gonna keep happening now that this new company is involved.
Yeah.
This is the problem when you got, and it's what's happened to the entertainment business. It become a monopoly. And it goes by not who's the best for the job, but, oh, we represent this guy, or we owe this guy a favor because we owe McMahon a favor because they put the Hawk in this movie, or, you know, this happened. It's a web, a tangled web we weave.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what happened. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was better guys that they could have had, but then they go, look, we got to scratch this guy's back. Then he do us a favor on here. Then next time we want Joe Blow, the Undertaker, to fight in here.
Yeah.
Then they're going to be a little bit more receptive. Hey, remember we scratch your balls, I scratch mine.
I understand the whole back thing and the WME. I understand what you're trying to say.
What I'm trying to say?
What are you saying?
That's what I'm saying.
What, CB, you like this guy?
I didn't feel like he was that bad. It's his first broadcast. And also, there's a good chance that they were feeding him shit from the booth. They're not just going to let him go out
there.
Feed
you shit from
and
the booth.
Just sit there for a whatever,
you think,
5-6 hour
at the
broadcast.
Ice skating, the ice skating rink going, look, we're going to find the next Tonya Harding. They were actually feeding him that?
I'm not saying every line, but
listen,
like, it's his first
you gotta
show,
remember,
dude.
You gotta remember, CB is a big
WWE
fan.
Yeah, I understand.
And then imagine he was to have the misfortune to run across, what's this fucking guy's name? Tom Glass? Or
Tom Grisham? I've met Tom Grisham before.
Okay, Tommy Grish.
Yeah.
You know, and he's also what? He's a fan of the, you like his books, The Firm.
Yeah,
also,
The Firm, yeah.
The Haymaker.
Yeah,
you know, that shit.
Of course.
So, John Grisham.
Well, whatever, it's the same stuff. But when you meet that guy, you want to get a graph on there.
Yes.
You don't want him to say,
have
hey, listen, CB, go, what the fuck you was talking about when I was.
Would you graph him?
No.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
you would.
No, hey,
he
remember this.
I want him to sign,
Chad,
dude.
Chad Grisham.
It could be a picture, right? A photograph.
Oh, really? Really? You're going to get into
didn't
it with me
that?
About
graphing,
photographing and graphing because you're a grapher now and
I'm
you won't admit it?
I'm not a grapher now.
Hey, Chad Grish. Chad Grish, just remember this. Your Uncle Hanach was trying to stick up for you and CB Gold said he don't want your autograph.
Yeah, I've met him.
Wow.
I've taken pictures with him.
Oh! Oh, there we go.
So,
coming
from the guy that wouldn't admit he's graphing now.
Who's
more
grapher? I don't fly into fucking cities and get, you know, hotel rooms. So
well,
I
he's
a baller.
Really? Because I don't fly anywhere.
He's a jet setter. He used the train, okay?
All right.
And he got a lot of autographs.
So defensive.
He got a lot of autographs.
It's so defensive.
I got
Rampage tonight. I was hanging out with Joe Schilling. I got King Mo. I got Matt Mitrione. It's the same shit, dude. You're at the event taking pictures of people. It's the same shit.
You hop out of toilet bowls and be like, hey, can you sell
toilet bowls?
But he's good at what he's passionate about what he's doing, okay?
Okay.
This guy's nobody did it like this guy. When he's Hitchhiker, yeah, well.
Fuck about Ryan Hall.
Okay,
fuck Ryan
remember,
Hall.
Whoa!
Ian Hall.
Fuck Ryan Hall.
Ian Hall, remember, he said that.
Adam,
but let me tell
I got
you
a
something.
Question. Who do we have on today?
Sarah McMahon.
Oh, we should call her.
We're going to get to that one.
Go on.
But right now we focus to CB Gold,
no.
Okay?
Yeah.
When he's Hitchhiker, he's going to be known as one. He's going to be, remember, one of the great, okay? And you're going to take for granted that you had him,
no,
okay?
True.
And when you know, you're going to see these new guys, you say, fuck, and that guy's all right.
They'd
but
like,
he's no CB Gold.
Yeah, you're right. He is the best autograph MMA autographer in the world.
He have a nose for autograph.
Yes, right? Are you the best?
Yeah, I'm the fucking best.
Yeah, it's undisputed champ.
I don't run for second place.
You're in the autograph Hall of Fame.
So why are you guys arguing? I don't understand.
It's a fucking podcast. That's what we do. Make things entertainment. Just smoke.
But everybody's going to be like, what are they arguing about? Because he's admitting that he is.
Goes on
and you're like.
Constantly.
This
is the way it
really,
goes, okay? This is guy chalk. Guys, you know what guys like to talk about? They like to talk about autographs and stuff. You know, how many autographs you got, my brother? Yeah, me too. I met that guy. Yeah.
I'll tell you who I was surprised was with the Randa Marcos Carla Esparza fight.
I was surprised that
I called it.
You did. That
was a
one.
You. Listen, that was you calling. I know the one better than the other one, so I'm gonna say that he like he gonna she
both,
gonna win.
No, I know them and I know
listen,
their styles.
You also called fucking Gabagool over there with the fucking hair. The purple hair
Gina.
Was gonna beat fucking Sarah McMahon.
Everyone always has a chance. I mean, you think about all those fights.
Wow,
so
edgy there.
So calling it everybody have a chance.
Did we think that Anderson Silva was going to get beat twice by?
Yes, I did.
Chris
I called
Weidman.
That twice.
Did you?
Yes. You also called Diego Brandão in the middle of a podcast.
I did only because I know. Only
you
because
also
I trained
Brandão in the middle of our podcast for no fucking reason.
Yeah, but he was
he's an
exceptionally good looking man.
He called me and he. So I just saw.
That's okay. Look, it wasn't Joe Blow. At least it wasn't. It was a fucking
no. It's going to the middle of the show to call someone. With no
I didn't
volume.
Call
that's
him.
That's true. That's true. And no Valium, poja. I could use something in this.
He
fucking...
called me, so I just wanted to say, show him what was going
he
on.
Bail money,
you know what? I know what. You know what that was? That's one of those ones when the guy is like this. Where the fuck you at right now? And it's like, I'm with my girlfriend, or so I'm on a podcast. And he goes, let me see a picture. And also, when he got a chance, he said, don't shave your pussy, poja.
Did he really do that? Did they
no,
say, don't shave your
together.
Pussy?
Oh.
Yeah,
we're not together.
Okay.
He's just like a he's like
no, he's just
like
a friend.
But now, but do you have guy, do you have a brother that you banged?
I don't. Yeah. Well, I don't
and
bang
married?
Him anymore. No, but he's like a like family to me now. We're not like.
Would
that.
You bang him if you wanted to?
No.
Why not?
You already
because
did it before.
Like him like, yeah, but I don't like him like.
So
that.
You gotta like somebody.
That.
If I could bang a girl that I don't like,
no, I wouldn't go.
In
that
fact,
route.
There's a lot of girls I don't like.
100%. How many girls are you currently banging right now, Hanato?
No, I, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's between my God and Jesus and myself.
Your God, Jesus, and you?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I don't want to make somebody to feel left out if, you know.
Right. And Heather, are you currently banging anybody? Are you back with, what about Morgan?
He's in Colorado.
He has a, he, really? So?
So.
You guys still talking? You guys having FaceTime
sets?
He's
coming with me to the MMA Awards.
Nice. As your date?
Yes.
Who's that guy? Who?
Morgan. He's a really nice guy.
I never saw the look of the guy.
Does he have a note from his mom saying he has to be
what
there?
He looks like?
He's like 14.
Okay, nice.
He's a nice guy. He's ripped, but that's because he's 14, you know?
Well, he's going to want to have a lot of sex, so that's good. I never wanted to fuck more than when I was maybe 13, 14.
Yeah.
God, I was in the bathroom every fucking 2 seconds.
Yeah, I mean,
and then I was jerking off the shower, and then, you know, I get caught in the drain stuff because my mom used to have long hair.
Yeah.
So then he got caught in the drain, and I go, boy, I got to fucking get hit.
But your jizz got caught in your mom's hair?
Well, yeah, no, technically, yeah. But it was not belonged to her head no more. It was belonged to my God. And also the sperm was belonging to hell. That's why it went down the drain. Okay, but I digest. Let's move on to the next.
All right.
You know,
so.
We're going to have a, I'm going to have a, I'm going to have
I'm
a whole, imagine,
Sarah McMahon's phone on her. So
okay, good.
Her.
Because imagine, people, if you was the most famous person in all of mixed martial art and the most, legendary fighter on earth.
Yes.
And you came to a podcast in somebody's home audience, in somebody's home studio.
Don't,
and everybody else.
Everybody. I'm,
is checked.
He's checking his fucking Tinder feed and
Tinder?
Or Twitter.
Or whatever, it's Tinder.
Are you on Tinder or no?
How many chicks? You dating anybody right now?
Fucking Tinder. I'm dating one girl.
A nice Jewish girl.
No.
Why you mom? What your mom think you always with a chicks a goddess? The blonde hair.
My mom don't give a shit if
well,
I date a Jew
I do.
Or not.
Okay, so you were supposed to stay with the chosen people.
Yes, she's driving.
I'm trying to get MMA news.
Well, never mind. I'm trying to get Jewish news.
All right,
you.
We have to talk about the. Other Shalom. Fights that happened. Yeah. The Bellator fights as well. The Josh Koscheck fight.
Wait, did we miss some ones those. From the other shit?
Yeah, we did.
Wow, what other stuffs? What other good fights there was?
Wait, Koscheck fought?
Yeah.
I just saw him get knocked.
No, 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 but let's stay. Where's UFC?
The UFC, some of the other fights that happened.
Hey, where Honda has it on a?
Hello, Sarah?
Huh?
Sarah McMahon.
Hey.
Hey, it's Adam Hunter. You're on the MMA Roasted podcast.
Awesome.
How are you? Is this Sarah McMahon?
Yeah, yes, it's me.
Oh, Sarah, you're here with Hanato Laranja, Heather Joe Clark, CB Gold. Congrats on your big win Saturday night. Great takedown. That arm triangle, second fight in a row you got by arm triangle.
Hold on. She's not going to be able to focus on that yet. She let her to soak in that I'm here.
By the way, Hanato's here.
Yeah, I immediately broke out in a sweat. I'm fanning myself.
Nice.
Yeah, God, how far down are you using the fan over there? You're going to fan the flames off of that
By
one.
By the way, I don't know if you know this. The last podcast we were talking about you, Hanato was saying at the award show how good you looked and how nice your butt looked in that dress, by the way.
You know, that's really funny because do you remember the lobby of that award show?
Yes.
How I first met Gina.
That was, you know what's so funny? I think about that. So when me and Gina were dating, she was my date last year for the award show.
Oh, yeah.
And
we met
Sarah McMahon.
Yeah.
And I had already known Sarah, but Gina was like, oh, my God, nice to meet you. She goes, can I touch your butt? You have the nicest butt.
And this is Gina said that.
Gina said to Sarah.
Yeah,
and Sarah looks at her and goes, are you a lesbian? And Gina goes, no. She goes, okay, fine.
Why would it make a diff?
Because she didn't want her getting off on it.
Why not?
That was the thing. So then next you know, they're fighting each other a year later.
Well, then maybe that has something to do with that. Let me ask you something. I mean, Oh, what?
No, Sarah, did you think of that when you signed the fighter? Did you think about like her touching your butt and that whole thing?
Yes, I totally did. I was like, I've met her before. I totally met her at the awards show. Yeah.
Did you bring that up to her like during the whole like stare down? Like, hey, remember when you grabbed my ass?
No, I didn't remember. She didn't grab it. She was very respectful. She just ran her hand down my low back.
God, are you?
You know, like it was not. It was no fondling. It was just appreciation.
Poha, nice. I wanted to fondle you when you had that dress too.
Really?
But let me tell you something. Little did you know that you was gonna be hubbing your vagina on top of her midsection only mere months later. God, are you?
That's my secret variation to the finish.
Yeah, well, I got a couple variation on that one too.
Now, Sarah, the last time you won your fight, that night, you and some mysterious guy, he took you back to your place.
What?
You guys had fun. It was a whole night. He took care of you. You laid down. He took you to work. Took you to, you know. Did that happen this time too?
No. That guy is gone. He got Black Widowed.
Yeah, fuck.
Whoa!
Whoa, Black Widow.
What does
that
mean?
That's my nickname, by the way. That's what my friends call me. Oh, because you
fuck him and then leave him depressed?
Wait, what happened there? Why did you Black Widow him?
You know what? He just wasn't grown up enough for me, which I should have known. But, yeah, I just didn't want that kind of... I didn't want to deal with that kind of stuff anymore.
Is this because you only date black guys? That's why they call you the Black Widow? The African-American Widow?
I'll Black Widow anybody. It doesn't matter.
I'll give you
a date.
Okay.
Wow. It sounds like you're kind of angry at men right now.
That's
Sarah.
Fine.
Is that true?
No, not at all.
Sarah,
I don't think I'm a Black Widow at all.
You want to take your aggression?
Like a catch and release fisherwoman. Like, you know, if I catch one, you know, like, but if I'm not satisfied, I'm just going to re-release him into the wild.
Why you need his life?
You know, but if I catch a good one, I'm going to mount him. But if not, I'm just going to let him go.
Wow.
God, I like the sound of that. I don't mind. You could catch me and then we both let each other to go.
Really?
Because I ain't trying to keep you. I don't need you. I let the welfare feed you. Poha, God,
so what would you do?
Are you kidding me? Huh? Renato, you'd be following me around like a little lost puppy dog.
Well,
wow.
Maybe the bed home, I can do that. Like a puppy dog, huh?
No.
A puppy dog eats your pussy and fucks the hell out of you all night long.
I'll bring the peanut butter.
Wow. I'll bring the peanut butter.
God,
this is like, I like this new Sarah
Adam's
McMahon.
Red.
This
new.
This is like Sarah
Adam's
After Dark.
She would have had a chance at the award show, but she was dating some other jackass at the time, too.
No, she was with that tall guy with the mullet.
What? She wasn't with the guy.
No, he's my teammate. He's my teammate.
No, she was. She
that
wasn't.
I got last year, the words was just my friend.
Yeah, uh-oh. if I remember correctly, she had some guy, a young guy that she was dating or something back in.
Yeah, he was like 16
or something.
It was
the same guy I got rid of.
Yeah, you caught him to the curb, but you fucking missed your chance to be with Uncle Hanach, and you could have had a story to tell your grandkid about.
Now, Sarah, by the way, I mean, you look great out there. You got it done really quick. Now, you said you want one more fight before the championship, right?
I didn't say that. I might end up fighting one more simply because they haven't even scheduled Valentina and Nunes. But I don't care. If my next fight is the winner of those two, I'm perfectly fine with that. But I want them to fight me frequently. So if they end up scheduling someone for me before them, that's fine. But I'll fight either one of them.
Now, how do you get a body like that? I mean, are you in the weight room constantly, or do you lift weights?
Yeah. I have since I was like 14 years old.
Now, I mean, because you look so strong out there. It's insane.
It's in the cheeks. The power came from the cheeks.
From the
trust
cheeks.
Me. Trust
really?
Me. Yes. Trust me.
Yeah,
I know what I'm talking about.
The core.
Yeah.
Squash
the core.
Lunges.
Yeah, the core of the cheeks is also what I'm interested in there.
It's a few different things. I think really for me personally, I think the main component is that I've wrestled since I was 14. Like that's the only sport I've ever done. And I've mainly been on guys' teams, you know, so like that has just made me pretty strong. You know, like it shapes your body in a different way. But, you know,
I'll shape your body in a different way.
I look at my mom, and I mean, my Italian side, like the, that genetic side, they're all built like brick shit houses. I mean, you know, seriously, like they're all low body fat, strong muscular build. Like it's just, you know, I think that sharpening it and enhancing it with wrestling and lifting weights, you know, makes a difference. But even if I posted a picture of my sister and my mom, you guys would look at them and be like, damn, like, do these girls lift weights too? But they don't. They're just built like that. So
now my manager told me yesterday, I got to lose 15 to 20 pounds and get ripped again before my new headshots. So I'm not getting new headshots. But what help me, Sarah, what should I do?
Well, I mean, I would say like 70% of it's diet. That's another component of it. I look ripped, not just because of like the muscle that I have, but because I have really low body fat. And seriously, in between camps, I hardly gain. I gain like maybe 12 or 13 pounds over my weight class. And that's vanity. That's like, I like to look at myself and be like, all right, you know, like I feel good. I look good in my jeans. But I don't like to gain too much weight. Like I just don't have big fluctuations.
Yeah, so if I get my hands on you, I'm going to put
really,
I'm gonna
really
feed
healthy
you.
And you will get shredded. You will get lean.
I don't want you lean. I want to feed you like Hansel and Gretel. Okay?
I don't care how much you feed me. My boobs will not get any bigger, so you're wasting your time.
No, I don't care about your boobs. I care about your cheeks, and I'm going to put a little more baby fat on there.
Your boobs
okay?
are fine. I mean, you got what, C's?
I don't need boobs. I need cheeks.
Your boobs are fine. You have a C cup, right?
I got like training bra boobs.
You have training bra boobs?
I don't give a fuck about that. The nipples are still there.
Nipples, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah,
you're more of an ass man.
I'm more of an ass man. Look, if you're gonna give me titties, I'm not gonna turn them away. But if you give me a choice between a girl got a great tits and a fucking no ass and a long, you know, a long back with a line in there, or a girl with zero titties and a fucking just phenomenal ass, I'm gonna take the ass one.
It is nice.
Come on,
like,
poha.
You know, my girl's riding me,
and that's
then
why he's a smart man.
My mouth,
because my guy friend told me, when a former wrestler, he said, marry the butt and buy the boobs.
Huh. Oh, but I'm saying I don't even need the fake chits and stuff. But I do like a big titties. You know what I like to do with a girl with big titties?
What's that?
I love to share. You know, you want to make her suck on her own titties?
Yeah.
I like to share that one with her.
Oh, you like
I like to lick on the titties with her.
Okay.
And like we French kiss and the titties is like we're fighting. You know how girls in a porno suck on a guy's dick?
Yeah.
And they're kissing each other through the dick?
Yeah.
We're kissing each other, but the titties, is the nipples there.
Now,
that turned me on. Call me crazy.
No, I'm you're not crazy. So, Sarah, your next, like, let's say you're dating someone. And he was like, "Listen, I want to buy you boobs. Would you take him or no?"
Oh, not a chance in the world.
Good.
I love being built athletic, and I really feel like even when I got pregnant and my boobs got slightly bigger, I'm like, I don't like this, because normally when I'm talking to guys, they're staring at my face. They're not staring at my chest.
Yeah.
And when I got pregnant and my boobs swelled, they were like, I'm like, oh my God, I had a guy talking to my boobs and I wanted to punch him in the face.
He can't help it.
Normally, if a guy checks me out, it's because I'm walking away and I don't even notice it. So I'm oblivious to this.
Yeah.
So I was really, really disturbed.
I mean, do you have guys follow you around and like talk to your ass all day or no?
You what?
Do guys follow you around and talk to your butt?
I'm sure.
No.
Yeah, well,
they open doors for me. I was talking to my friend. He's like,
of course.
I said, when a guy opens a door for me, I am 99.9% sure he's only doing it to check out my butt.
Well,
I was
no,
like, I
sometimes
don't want to say thank you for opening the door. I want to say you're welcome. And
sometimes it's genuine. Don't take that shit for granted, because sometimes the guy's just a gentleman.
I'm actually applying to be a doorman at Sarah's new house. At Sarah's house, I actually want to work there. Sarah, I would actually stand at your house every day just to open the door and check it out.
Check out the cheeks. Well, carayo, yeah, I don't mind that cheeks that you got on there. But you know what? You can't blame a guy. You know, girls get upset when they look in the tits and stuff like that. It's not like they're doing it because he's trying to be disrespectful. They're doing it because it's in their fucking, it's like when my dog see a squirrel.
Yeah.
It's like to ask my dog not to be interested in the squirrel.
Right.
I mean, it's.
No, I get it. I get it because if a girl who has big boobs, if she passes by me, I'm like, holy boobies. Like, I can't help it.
Exactly.
It draws attention.
Yeah,
I don't hate on guys. I'm just saying I wasn't used to it. So I'm like,
yeah, no, I feel you.
Go immediately.
It makes sense, Sarah, because think about this. Even girls being interested in titties, we was all sucking on titties, no matter if he was a girl, a guy, whatever. We was all into titties, and that was the only thing we cared about. That was the first thing we cared about in life.
Yeah.
When we first came out into the world.
Did I immediately get hungry? I'm like, yeah. I need to go eat now.
What do you need when you get hungry
now,
in there?
I would assume a lot of lesbians hit on you, and maybe even assume that you're a lesbian because of, you know, being a wrestler and blah, 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 combat sports. Have you ever, like, thought, you know what, maybe, yeah, this girl's kind of hot. Have you ever, any temptation?
No, I haven't. See, I don't care about bisexuality. If I had any kind of inclination, I am like a very like open-minded person. Mm. So if I had any desire towards chicks, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it, I'll try it. But I just don't. And I'm like, damn. I mean, if you're bisexual, you automatically double your dating pool. It's actually super duper smart. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, I just like guys.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Because they drive me up the freaking wall.
Well, you're going to meet somebody. You are a catch and a half. Honestly, you're beautiful. You're smart. You're a great fighter. You're a good mom.
Okay,
so,
fall back, Adam.
It's only a matter.
You already got a girl.
But I'm saying it's only a matter of time. Now I got to ask you. So this week I went to this wrestling. You know, coach wrestling the high school kids at a tournament. I went to the tournament. It was the city, LA City Unified tournament. Now when I was in high school, the guys and girls would wrestle each other. There weren't that many girls wrestling. It was just guys and girls, and they would wrestle each other. Now they have girls, a separate girls tournament, city tournament, separate guys tournament. How do you feel about that?
I think it's pretty cool. Like, it just shows that the numbers have increased so much. The only thing I would still recommend is that the girls train with the boys. And just because a lot of times when you go places, like, the boys have started earlier. So you're wrestling a more experienced wrestler. But if the girls start when they're young, and they start when they're like 5 and 6 years old, then I say girls can train with other girls. But for my personal preference, I like training with guys and with girls.
Girls should be playing with dolls.
I like competing against women because, I mean, seriously, when you walk out there and every single time you're at such a disadvantage when it comes to like strength and power, it's disheartening. You know, you're working extremely hard and you want to be able to grow and display your skills. When you know sometimes you lost simply because of strength, sometimes that sucks. You know, it was not easy. But once I started to train with guys and then compete against women, I did that mainly through college. And then I did it after work too, like training in Division I guy rooms. And I did extremely well. But competing against guys, after they go through puberty and hit testosterone bursts, they're just stronger. I don't care. I lifted weights. I was in great condition, you know, but they're just stronger than
how
I am.
Would you
they're
have
just
done,
more powerful.
How would you have done in college D3 against the men?
I'm telling you, even then, it doesn't matter how technical I was. I was a good wrestler, but I mean, a guy could have like two fingers on my leg and still pull in a shot and finish it. The
She's
people
being
like,
honest.
Oh, well, this
it's
girl can match up with this
we have
guy.
Different strengths.
And, you know, no, I'm telling you right now, I've trained with guys my whole life. The strength difference is way too much, and especially at wrestling. You know, strength and power make such a huge difference when it comes to wrestling and MMA and striking.
Yeah, man is was created. You know why? I have a theory about this. Man was created. When God was created the man, it's just like you said, they went to the wrestling first. They was also on the earth first because Adam was here. And because God was like, make a perfect one. I'm going to make a human being. And then they went, poha, let him to have somebody to hang out with and, to do whatever stops. So he made from the hip. So you're not be only part of that guy. You're part strong is the same guy.
Okay, that's a science fact from Hanato. But don't you think, Sarah, do you think you would have won a lot of matches in college, men, D3, correct?
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know enough D3 wrestlers, you know? Like,
yeah.
But I'm telling you, like, even my senior year in high school in North Carolina, which is not like this, at that time it definitely wasn't this, like, you know, amazing wrestling state, I was still, like, had a little over a 500 record. So, I mean, I would have gotten hurt. I could have held my own. What? But, I mean, college guys go through what seems like a second growth spurt. And
yeah,
you know,
I went
like,
through a couple of
well
that one.
Going with the guys on my team, but I just don't know. I really can't say that, you know, like right. I would have won some matches, but it's not like I would have gone through with D3 wrestlers and clean the net. It's nice that everybody's like, women are equal and empowered, and I totally agree with that. But when it comes to sports that have strength and power, there's testosterone is an amazing thing for athletics, you know, like, yeah, and
that's true. I got a lot of that one.
Larger hearts to pump more blood to their larger muscles. It makes a difference.
It's just different strengths. I know, like, training with guys, for instance, in MMA, right? Like, I fight at 115 and they fight at 115 or 125 because they have no choice, but they're walking around lighter than me, but they're so much stronger. And again, wrestling and you know, and then you get down on the ground, it's a little bit different. You can be, you know, but yeah, it's, there's always a disadvantage. It's just, it is what it is.
You gotcha. Now, yeah. Sarah, how tempting is it for you right now, right, to go to 145 and win the belt?
Okay, I walk around at about 145. I probably at 147. Mm. So, like, that's not even something I'm even considering, you know? Like,
but do you think it's easier to beat Jermaine Durandamé than it is Amanda Nunes?
Why are you pointing at me when you said that?
I was trying to think of the name.
I don't know. I don't know because when she weighs in, she's going to be at 145. The next day, she's going to probably be at like 160.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's, you know.
But when
I respect Jermaine. I respect the power that she has. I respect her Muay Thai background. You know, like, I think either one, it's going to be very tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to respect my power, too, because when you came over here, I'm going to be 190, 195.
I don't know, man. I watched you flirt with Sarah.
I don't respect anything that doesn't matter.
Oh, bullshit.
I was at that party.
Tell the truth, Sarah.
I was at the party, and you were hitting on Sarah. You were like,
because
hey,
she had a fucking boyfriend.
She looked at you and she had smiled a boyfriend. And then ran away.
Ask her the heel deal.
No, listen. So I am, like, super oblivious. You're like, oh, maybe lesbian hit on you, and maybe guys... I am so terrible at understanding if a guy's hitting on me. I'm not even joking. It just flies right over my head. I'm like, I look at people and I'm like, oh my God, I think they want to be best friends. It doesn't occur to me.
Here's what happened. I was there. I was with Gina. Mm-hmm. Hanato came over and looked at your butt and I could just see he was like, it was like a dog when my treat comes out. Yeah. His eyes got real wide.
Okay.
He came over. He made a beeline for you.
And she was
giggling.
He said, giggling.
Hey, my name is Hanato. You said you smiled. You gave him a face. And you ran for the fucking hills.
Well, you're making up a story because we sat there and talked. And she was laughing and fucking talking shit with me for quite some time.
All right.
If I remember correctly. You ran away right when you met me, Sarah McManny?
No, but I will say this. I don't know how long I stayed and talked because I did have two drinks and I'm a serious lightweight. So
look at some of the pictures we took where she's hand on my chest.
She has a hand on your chest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was looking into my baby Browns, okay? God. So you wanna make out your own fucking story about that.
Okay.
And your
I'm
uncle
Hinachi
remember that.
Are you gonna be at the awards again this year, Sarah, next week?
I'm not gonna.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Wow.
I'm not gonna be there.
So. I got a show the night before. Are you gonna be there Wednesday? I got a show the night before at
No, I come in Thursday night.
Why?
I actually was gonna message you and ask if you did have a show on like any of the other nights. I know.
Oh man. Are you gonna go to the fight Saturday?
So I don't know. They have tickets, but they don't respond. They haven't responded to me, so
you're the
I'm
third
not sure yet.
You're ranked number 3 in the world. In your weight class. I think 2, actually.
No, they did that to everybody. You know what? They were fucking goofing around with Tyron Woodley on the fucking tickets that last
no,
year.
No, they do that. So, like, no, even other fights, they won't respond to me for a month. And then, like, 2 days before, they're like, hey, if you want those tickets, you got them.
They were doing
like,
that with top fighters.
Get a flight.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
There was guys coming to me going, I mean, top fighters going, hey, Hanach, what's up with the ticket? You know, like, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh man, that's so yeah. Whack.
I know that when I went to, I think it was UFC 200, they were getting me in, but they didn't. Joanna didn't have tickets. They're like, find the champ, you know, who just fought at the, you know, the season, the Ultimate Fighter finale. I'm like, let her in. Let her find her seat.
Nonsense. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
You guys, what are they doing? I don't fucking know.
Everybody in the top 10 in the weight class should have automatic tickets.
Nobody should ever have to ask me about a top fighter in the UFC if they could get to the fucking MMA awards.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think it's just certain fights are they sell the tickets for such like humongous astronomical prices that they're just not willing to give up seats. I know that one of the shows they created a special section for fighters. Right. And so, like, they threw something together so they could have more of us there. And but so that
you,
was cool.
Now, you train with Wonder Boy. Wonder Boy's a South Carolina guy. You're from South Carolina. Who wins, Woodley or Wonder Boy?
So, I mean, I'm going with Wonder Boy.
Of course you got to go with Wonder Boy.
His striking is phenomenal. The thing is that he adapts extremely well. Like, that's what I think. Like, they're both amazing fighters, to say, from the get-go. I'm just saying that Stephen Wonderboy Thompson will go back, he will adapt, he will grow, and he will come back, and he will have a completely different, he'll have different setups, he'll learn from it, and I have no idea. I mean, basically, he's like a magician. And that's what I think will edge it out.
It's a tough one.
But I have a ton of respect for Tyron. I really do. I think was a great wrestler and is a great fighter, too. But if you're asking my honest opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, I mean, I agree. It's a tough one. I hate this kind of situation because I always been a Wonder Boy fan. Like, even before I got excited when I found out he was going to be in the UFC.
Right.
And, and I was like, boy, Karate is back. Karach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And He didn't disappoint. Like, it took him a minute,
Matt
Brown fight was just the one that he needed to kind of, experience that shit. But once he got that shit going, I was like, poha, this motherfucker. I mean, one of my all-timey favorite, even though he hasn't even been around that long. Sweet guy, all that shit. But the problem is, I know that I've talked to him on social media, before, like just, a couple laughs here and there. But Tyron is actually a friend of mine, so I gotta, it's one of those stuffs. I hate to hoot against Wonder Boy, but it's one of those stuffs,
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and then the Khabib Ferguson that fight.
Yeah, well,
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's not a hard one for me. That's my boy, it's Tony Ferg.
You think Tony Ferg's gonna win?
Oh man, we're totally against each other because I don't know Tony Ferguson, but I've gone out to AKA and trained, and Khabib is just I haven't met anybody who is as complete of a fighter, and his grappling game is just phenomenal. It's phenomenal. He's like. He's ridiculous. So I got Khabib on this one.
It's going to be great. Now, you roll with Marcelo, right?
Yeah.
What's that experience like?
So it's like if you were going to go with somebody and they were playing around and not even serious, and then they swept you like 15 times, and it is so ridiculous that you actually just started laughing because you were so helpless. That's what it's like.
He can do whatever he wants.
Oh my God, like you feel like an idiot. You feel like you have never done any grappling before. And then he's so nice to you about it. You're like,
and he won't talk shit about
you. He won't talk shit
about nobody. Like, I've asked him, I said, hey, you hold with that guy. How'd that went? Just good training. Good training.
How would you do against him, Renato?
I've already did against him,
How did it go?
I'm going to be honest. My hips was hurt and I was tired.
Right.
From a flight, so just know that. And also
the sun was in your eyes.
My baby Joe was hurt.
Yep.
I wasn't on my proper diet and stuff like that. And if maybe I had a cold
or
something like that. I don't remember. I can't recall.
Yep.
But one thing I can say is that it's a level of jiu-jitsu that's a different level than other stuff.
No, if you had a he match, who would win?
Probably me.
Okay.
But and you can't ask him that. You can't ask. He's going to say the same stuff. But what I noticed, let me put it to you this way.
Yep.
For the fans out there who don't understand the levels of jiu-jitsu. You seen what Damian Maia did to Condit, to Carlos Condit?
Yeah.
Who is known to have a great guard and be an excellent grappler. Mm-hmm. You remember how it looked when he fought that guy? Like, he took him down and just chatted. And that was surprising, huh? You can watch a training session online somewhere where you see Marcelo Garcia against Damian Maia, and Damian Maia is toy with him.
Even Ben Askren against Marcelo.
He was toy with Damian Maia.
Yeah.
Like, also letting him put him into, like, letting him, after he fucked him up some a bit, he let him put it like into a triangle, and then just when it was time for him to get out, he went out. And this is nothing, I'm not talking shit about Demi Maia.
Right.
I love Demi Maia. It's one of my favorite fighters, one of my favorite jiu-jitsu guys. But that's why my mind was more, even more blown, like to see something like that. Wow. So to find that I wasn't able to just hunt through him, like everybody might think, like that I would just hunt through Marcelo, like you know,
like you did Chris Weidman.
Yeah, or like I would have did, I hunt through the middle of Sarah McMahon if I got a chance to.
Right. Now, how long, now, if you, let's say you and Sarah had sex.
Yeah.
How long would that sex last?
It depends a lot of factor.
Well, like what?
I'm better at night.
Yep.
If you catch me in the morning, I'm going to give you what you need, but
I hate when you have a morning boner, but you might have to pee.
Yeah.
And then the chick wants to have sex, but you still pee.
You know, I've learned from practice. I'm going to hunt to the bathroom.
Yes.
I'm going to hunt as fast as grease lightning. I'm going to get up like smooth when I get out the bed. I'll be a hype back. I got to feed the doggy.
Right.
But then I go hunt to the bathroom and then I still have a boner.
Yes.
So I don't waste my time for the toilet.
Right.
I'm going to put the boner right to the sink.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you grab the bottle.
You pee in the sink?
Who gives a fuck? It's my sink or hers. And if we're doing a lot of other stuff, she might gonna get a lot of worse stuffs in her mouth than.
But in Brazil, you just grab a bottle, right?
Whatever I gotta do.
I hate when you like you have sex the night before and you have a boner in the morning. And you pee, you forget you had sex the night before, and the pee goes everywhere.
That happened. I know that one. I know
that
one.
You have to clean up the whole bathroom.
That can't happen. But you gotta not do that until after you're done fucking the girl.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, you're gonna came back. Then you had it to go.
Yes.
And then hopefully you know your heart on still there. And if not, you're gonna do some French kiss. I'm gonna French kiss you, Sarah McMahon. Man, I'm gonna French kiss you for a long time before I put it, give you.
You're gonna get her all wet and stuff.
Yeah, maybe it's your kiss inside the thighs.
Now, Sarah, I know Sarah. I know you're in your 50s, but you can still get wet, right?
I'm in my 60s.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. So you already went through menopause, so we don't gotta use our condoms.
Okay, yeah, no condoms for Sarah.
Okay,
no. So, this is.
I can take my teeth out.
Caray, it's even better. That's like the hooker from Atlantic City, that one.
This is gold medal vagina. You
know? I love that one. Yeah. I want to have that. I want a chance to go for the gold.
Now, Sarah, like after the Olympics, did you shave into like a medal? Like, did you shave it into like a medal? Like a after? No?
No. Dear God.
You know what I would have did to you, Sarah?
I don't know how could even do that.
Sarah, what I would have did to you is put a tattoo of the hangs on each butt cheek, but one of the hang is your asshole.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
I can't even think of the pain of getting tattooed right beside my asshole either.
Wow.
Horrible.
Nice. I'm going to kiss that one and make that one you feel better.
Well, listen, Sarah, this is you're amazing.
Wait a second.
I'm looking forward to seeing you Wednesday night.
I'm looking forward to seeing you too before that. When
Thursday night at the award show. Thursday night.
Is it Thursday or Friday?
Thursday. Thursday's the award.
Oh, crap.
Friday is off and then Saturday is the fight.
Listen, when you come into Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, when are you coming to LA, Sarah?
I have no idea.
Well, you better start having a better idea about that because I got to put you to a training camp.
Mm. Well, what kind of training camp?
Well, it's a series of privates, of my privates, and it's a it's a intensive. It can be very intense, but it can be very rewarding too.
You're gonna have her to take your privates?
Why not?
That's amazing.
In ancient times, that's where the strength was came from.
Well, thank you, Sarah. You are amazing.
We didn't ask her some of the stuff that she liked to do if she's in bed with me and stuff.
Okay,
like
Sarah.
That.
Okay, Sarah. Let's say you're in bed with Hanato. What would you like to do for him? With him.
What do I like to do?
Like,
second,
like you're more of a
specifically. I mean,
more of a reverse cowgirl kind of girl, or like a.
well, like when you're fantasizing about me, when you've
with
thought
him, I would try not to catch an STD.
God, are you? Well, hey, try.
That's
you know,
like
if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Not get something that doesn't get away with Clorox.
Listen, hey, listen. You can try. A lot of people have tried too.
Her favorite move is not getting an STD.
I got that, but she says she's gonna try not to, and you know, a lot of try and fail. Poor God, are you? But let me tell you something. I'm gonna give you a lot more than just an STD. Okay. I can be also very romance on that.
That's what every girl wants to hear.
Yeah, and you know, but I'm sure she's gonna take this and fantasize.
That should be on your Tinder profile.
Yeah?
I'm gonna give you a lot more than an STD.
Well, then just that, you know, because I'm not just that.
Yeah,
you know, you look at me, you see that, but I can provide a lot more.
I saw this joke that says, "Never trust anyone who spells gonorrhea right on the first try."
That's not bad. That's a sticker, or you have a tattoo of that.
That's my Tinder profile.
Are you on Tinder?
Fuck no.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid. I don't like that either. I would never do that.
Are you serious?
I'm saving myself for Sarah McMahon. Yes. I'm going to make love to you, Sarah.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's correct.
Well, listen, this is a...
You clearly have a death wish. I told you I'm a Black Widow.
I don't give a fuck. I've been there. I've died in there before. And I'm going to do it again.
You better have nine lives if you're going to try and mess with me.
Wow.
A lot of... What she said?
You better have nine lives.
God, I got nine something. Inch, you fucking asshole.
You have 9 inches.
You don't know
right,
shit.
Right.
But let me tell
nine
you something.
STDs.
A lot of sperm. Yeah, that's true. But a lot of that guy was knocked out already. But let me tell you something. A lot of sperm is going to die in there, too. A lot of sperm is going to die in your vagina.
I don't know if this is flirting.
So you're a Black Widow,
or shit talk. This is
well, it's both.
Right. I don't know.
All right. Well, this became the most awkward. Listen, this is great. I think there's definitely a future between Hanato and Sarah. I think this. I definitely think that you guys are gonna date. This should be a dating show. The Bachelor. So anyway, listen. Thank you, Sarah. I will see you next week. And you're the best.
Ciao, Sarah. You can call me on the number I gave you on the award show last time. Okay, poha.
Poha.
Okay.
Bye, Sarah.
All right, that was Sarah McMahon.
Yeah, where are you coming up with your alternative facts, poha, cara?
What do you mean?
Where she bounced out when she saw me. That's what you wish happened, poha. That is not correct for your listeners. That's hating. That's bullshit stuff. Yeah, I'll show you some of the videotape. We go back to that one.
CB, how's it going?
Fun.
I feel like I should do a video of him and Sarah meeting at the award show.
I'm not going to be at the fucking award show. That's the problem.
Last year, you were the star of the show.
Yeah, but this time, you know what? Guess why I was there last time?
They wouldn't even put him on fucking TV.
That's true.
Bullshit.
Well, you know what the problem is? I was his K for the fans. Because you know what I find interesting about fucking MMA?
What's that?
This is and something about this country in general, okay? And I know I'm an immigrant, but I'm just going to take my 2 cents, okay?
Yes.
Now, and also, you guys gonna get off your fucking phone when I'm talking. Look at a man into the eyes, okay? If this was prison and you did that, when you're in prison and somebody do that, okay?
Yeah.
That man feel as if you're chomping him off.
All right, go on.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so, where the fuck was I anyway?
Last year, why you're not coming back to the award show this year?
Yeah, see, now I forgot.
All right, so
but what the fuck I was, so what I was saying before
I
did that?
What you were saying was risque.
Yeah, you couldn't do the award. You're not coming back to
and
the award show.
You're an illegal
because,
immigrant in this country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. You fucking guys got me off my train of thought. Okay? Now, what kind of sense this make? You know when we're watching a UFC, okay?
Yes.
You just watch somebody beat somebody into a coma or they beat somebody into the point where they have a neck brace and they're taking them out on a fucking stretcher on a gurney and the blood everywhere on the soaking on the thing.
Your
and then somebody go like this. Oh, man, shit, that was... Oh, excuse me. And they go, oh, God, we on live TV. Heaven forbid you just watch somebody stomp the guy's guts out of his and his
completely
teeth out of his head,
ridiculous.
But you can't say a fucking bad word.
But you can't say hell.
What kind of sense? And then also another stuff that drive me fucking insane.
What's that?
You can watch like a movie like this. You can watch and I've talked about this before, but I'm gonna talk about it again. Maybe not on this podcast.
Go on.
You can watch a movie on like Scarface, okay?
Yep.
On but it's on TV, okay? Yep. Like Chibi Ass or some bullshit like that.
And it's about
15
minutes long.
Well,
they cut everything out.
Not just that, but. You can see somebody get chainsaw in half, and you can see people get shot in the fucking head. But then when he talk about eating pussy, you know, they say, where you get a, you know, the line, they go, hey, tough guy, where you get a line like, where you get a scar like that, eating pussy?
Right.
You know what they say on the TV one?
What's that?
Where you get a scar like that, tough guy, eating pineapple?
No way.
Yeah, and
is
it's like,
pineapple?
Yeah, and he goes, you can't get a scar like that in pineapple. And I'm like, so let me get this straight. In this country, it's more okay to chainsaw somebody to death, torture them over cocaine money,
pussy.
And shoot somebody in the fucking brain. But heaven forbid, my kids is what you heard somebody say pussy. I talk about eating somebody's pussy. What the fuck is wrong with you in your head? Why we don't call this out?
Yeah.
This don't make no fucking sense.
And who would get scars eating pineapple.
Well, that's like, another stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
well, maybe
185 motherfucker.
How you eat the pineapple? The whole thing. You have to
who knows? Well, how
are
you getting a scar eating pussy too? You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
But
well, that's a little harder. I could see pineapple.
But well, the smell sometimes cut like a knife if it's the wrong.
Nothing is worse than like getting a hot chick taking off the thing and then smelling a bad.
It bum you out. I wish there was a way. If anybody, you viewers out there,
yes.
Maybe I'm going to go on to Instagram Live or something and get some comment from the viewer here.
Right.
Okay, maybe I'm going to... Oh, no, they can't. I can't.
Go on.
We'll see. Anyway, my thing is, how the fuck is a tactful way? And the women have never had a good answer for this. How? What's a tactful way if you like a girl and you don't want to throw the baby onto the bathwater?
Yep.
How are you going to tell her, look, baby, you sexy as fuck. I like you. Porra, everything, everywhere. Your pussy smell bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about must. I'm not talking about like, you know, almost like an underarm musky. Not talking about that. I'm talking about where it smells like you got a fucking, you know, like an infection.
I go
like
a yeast infection. I ask the vagina if they want some gum.
Gah.
I think that's.
That would be even worse. Okay? It's going to sting whatever infection is on there, that big head.
Have you ever had a girl?
When you have big head, that cinnamon one.
Have you ever had a girl with a stinky vagina, CB?
Yeah, I kicked her out of my apartment.
Oh. No, you didn't.
Yeah, it fucking did.
What did you say to her?
I'm like, you fucking stink. Go sit on a fire hydrant.
What?
Really?
What about how smooth he said that? He said, yeah, I kicked her out of my apartment.
And what did she do?
She fucking left.
Carayo. Well,
I'm glad she
left. Say, your uncle Hanash.
I looked at my dog and he said, don't eat that.
Right.
But, you know, it, to have some respect for the woman and I don't want to ruin the connection. Like, some girls I've stopped fucking with because I couldn't take it.
Maybe
like,
you could tell a girl's friend. There should be a friend that you can call.
We should all be vegan.
Well, vegan girls. That
why?
Might.
Wait, you think the vegan?
Well, sometimes they say that stuff throw off, you know, like meat and chemicals and shit. You know what? One of the main culprit, even worse than that.
What's that?
A lot of medication can fuck up a woman's vagina.
Yeah.
A lot of medication does
that. Which is in meat.
Well, yeah. But you know, then you would argue some of the guys. Even though I don't eat meat no more, some people would say I eat the grass fed beef and all that, whatever. So they're gonna say whatever they're gonna say. I can't force every woman to not eat me, okay?
Right,
but I can make you to suck on my dick.
Let's talk about Bellator for a second.
Wait, let's not talk about Bellator. So back to what I was
fruits
talking
and
about.
Vegetables.
No, no, okay. We can talk
about it. Okay, listen.
But wait, we didn't talk about this. What's the way to now what how okay.
Heather,
what
being
okay.
healthy for no, him no, no, to no, lose no, no. weight because he was
no,
talking
no, not that.
Asking,
not that. That's my the question is.
Fruits and vegetables.
The question is if okay. Let's say I'm fucking around with a girl. And we're messing around, and I go down there, and it smells bad, okay? Mm-hmm. How can I say something to tell her without blowing the mood?
You know what? I feel like I stink a little bit. Can we go shower?
So lie to the bitch.
So tell her that you stink.
Yeah.
But what
if you still want it?
But what if she just let a little bit sprinkle on her hair or whatever, and then she don't really wash out that pussy?
What if you say, hey, like my vagina smells? They're like, what? You go, oh, that's you.
No, you just start to pick up the soap and you start washing her back and, you know, wash
Maybe
it.
Maybe I should get a soap dildo.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
And go, hey, I'm going to get you off on that one. And then she's like, she's like, my yeast infection. No, I can't. No, but ladies, make sure your pussy smells nice because it's bad. It's not just bad, it's terrible.
Like you're in the north-south position and
I've smelled that just hauling with girls.
That happened to you?
Yes.
Against who?
I'm not going to say.
You can smell the uterus in there.
Wait, what happened? So you put a girl in north-south
and
then you took a whiff?
Yeah.
And then it would smell bad.
Yeah, and armpits and stuff too.
Guess what? A lot of guys on the carriage don't smell like no picnic sometimes,
true. That's true. All right. Bellator. Okay, this is an MMA podcast. Josh Koscheck. Listen, Josh Koscheck, you are the man. You were a national champion, I think, two times. You were a beast.
Why are you saying war?
Because it's not happening anymore. He's lost 6 out of 7 fights, and they basically handpicked a guy for him to come in and beat, and he got knocked out in the first. And it's time.
That was a tough fighter he fought.
It was a tough fighter, but
I thought that guy was CB Gold.
It's time. It's just time to. It's just not gonna. It's just no. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see these guys get brain damage.
He didn't look that bad, and he looked pretty good until that he took that one punch.
Yeah. He didn't look great.
He didn't look bad. He was hunting the guy down.
He didn't look bad, but it seems like his chin is gone.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's been gone.
Exactly. But he was getting hit by Tyron Woodley before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he's getting hit by
Lawler. Yeah, Silva.
The impact that one first punch had on him kind of surprised me. But then again, it wasn't me in there. You know, it's easy to say that shit.
It's easy to say that. Yeah. It's easy to be like, Adam, if this guy wants to make a living. Yeah. But he says he's losing money by training. His other businesses are making so much more money. So if that's the
what
case.
What business?
He says he's got businesses. So okay. If that's the case.
He may have a hair studio like a Fantastic Sam.
Yeah, baby.
Or the Lemon Tree, poja.
His last win was 5 years ago. Split decision to Mike Pierce.
Exactly.
That's a tough guy, Mike Pierce.
Of course. Also, Josh Thompson. That was another one.
I didn't see that coming.
I did.
Go back
to the video chat.
You did.
I called Josh Thompson.
Another guy who, you know, I like Josh Thompson, but I think his best days are behind him. You know, he got murked by Ferguson, and now this, losing in his first round to Pitbull.
Pitbull is a tough. He's tough. I mean, not that Josh couldn't win the fight, but I just believed. I just felt like Pitbull. When he touched you, that's it, man.
Yeah.
The crazy thing of the whole thing was like he got knocked out by Patrici. The last time Thompson was knocked out.
Never.
Was Eve Edwards.
Yeah.
UFC 49.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember. That was one of the best. That was one of the best.
That's a long time ago.
That was one of my favorite. The announcer, too, said that also. That was like his favorite knockdown.
Yeah. Go back to it. That one was, if you look up Eve Edwards, the fans, you can look up Eve Edwards versus Josh Thompson, who was in the UFC. It was a while back.
UFC and, 49.
Poja, it's one of the coolest fucking.
I mean, what sucks for Bellator is that Fedor fight fell through.
It sucked for Bellator. For me, I was waiting for that.
And he just happened to pee out the kidney stone the next morning. I just think it's kind of funny at the airport. He's like, all right, I'm going home. Oh, wait, there it is. Okay, I can fight Fedor now.
Mitrione, kidney stone.
Why the fuck he had kidney? He's a young man.
And how do you not know until right before?
I don't know that much about kidney stones.
I never knew a young man that had kidney stones, but I've known some you know, friends, fathers and shit like that. They say, like, it's like nothing you could possibly imagine. Like,
it's like pissing a shard of glass out.
But if that shard of glass was the size of marble, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
but do you get one day and it's gone the next? Because I've heard you can have it for a while.
It's like, the way they do it is like it develops depending on the size of it. And when it's in there, they use an ultrasound thing. You know, they use like a thing that, you know, you're getting, physical therapy.
I think men just get it.
Men get it? No, but it has to do with your diet. It has to do with,
No.
Anybody can get it. It's just, I think a lot of it have to do with your diet. Yeah. And like they said, I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor. Okay. I'm a gynecologist. but when they put it, they got to break up the stone. Okay. And then, it can move through, and then you're going to be not just pissing out a kidney stone. You're going to be pissing out the debris, you know? You're going to...
Are you okay, by the way?
Yeah.
He's fine.
Do you find...
Hold on. We're having a CB moment right now.
Great.
The whole time you've been here, I could tell you're moody, your head's somewhere else. Is it because of the hospital? You're not feeling well? What's going on?
I'm fine.
You sure?
Yeah,
it's because you always tried to snatch his phone away.
Is that what... You seem like you're upset.
Yeah, he was upset. He was a little upset.
True. You said that people weren't paying attention.
I didn't mind. I'm not the kind of guy who focus on that kind of stuff.
You said
I'm the kind of guy who mind my own business.
You're full of shit.
CB,
you said these guys are not paying attention.
What a shame when people just going to make up whatever kind of shit that they want to.
You're full of shit.
Look, the audience.
Like, no one's paying attention. I tell people to put cell phones away.
The audience.
Mad at me because
the audience
he
remembers.
Anybody.
The audience he remembers.
Now it's I'm a baby.
You are a baby. I like you. But you're
okay,
a
we love
baby.
You. We love you. Dude, and we want you to be happy.
Facebook. Mommy's home. That was.
I haven't seen my mom in a fucking month. I haven't seen my dogs. Who gives it? Why do you fucking care?
Because you're a 32-year-old man.
Well, so you're gonna make it. Wait, now you apologizing to him by blowing his spot and telling him that mommy's home.
Who gives? I put it out there. Why does it bother you?
She's a Jewish mom.
I'm the one that fucking put it out there. I love my mom to death.
You were three.
I wasn't. I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for my fucking mom on many fucking occasions. Not just that she gave birth to me.
Exactly. Hey, we should have your
mom
sponsor the show.
My ass a lot of times.
You know what? Tell your mom to save this show. Tell her to sponsor the show, poja. And you know what? Let me tell you something.
She's got better things to do.
Oh, about what kind of stuff? You know,
mom's pretty cute, by the way.
Nice.
I'll go on.
Mommy home.
Who gives a shit?
I want you. Listen.
If anybody takes the rap for it, it's me. And so you know what? Whatever.
If CB Gold mom can't sponsor this show,
yes.
Because I know she got some.
Want to.
I know she got some bread sock away for her handy day.
She got a lot of bread.
Okay.
She got bread, well, she cheddar. Got,
yeah, bread.
Ham.
What's that? Challah bread. Okay, poja.
Challah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Matzah.
Yeah.
No, matzah is unleavened bread.
That's the
unleavened.
That's when they was kill Jesus and was trying to force feed
them. No, that's not even the fucking story.
No, they drank.
No, the Jews were free. We were freed from the Egyptians, and we didn't have time for our bread to rip. We're really going to get into biblical fucking. We're going to get biblical.
That's another alternative facts. There was purpose. Their purpose put no yeast in there. They didn't leaven that one, so it was going to be hard. And they knew that Jesus was going to choke on that one. And then they force feed him matzah cracker. And then they pour Manischewitz wine down
the
fucking guy's throat.
Century.
What is this? The Godfather? They did not fucking do that.
Something like that. I believe that is some correct.
And then they parted the Red Sea, and there was a horse head on either side.
Maybe something like that, or it was Fredo did something. Or
Fredo.
I feel like
when
that was in Cuba at one point. That was in Cuba at one point.
We leave Egypt.
Then Lee Strasberg was hunting molasses with the guy's fucking grandpa.
We leave Egypt across the Dead Sea or the Red Sea, whatever it is. Listen, and all of a sudden we get to Greco's Pizzeria on the way.
Listen, you guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're right.
But
I went to Hebrew school my whole life.
According to Hanau.
But you know, anyway, you guys don't want to listen.
We went from Pharaoh to fucking.
I'm just saying, you're saying mommy's home on Facebook. Now, did you not think that
again?
Maybe,
who gives a shit? Like,
just don't remember this. He know where his bread is butter. That mommy got all the money. Okay, if she was paying for everything for me, I would have been like that. Mommy home. I would say anything. I go, my mommy, my boss, my. I love
said it,
mommy.
Mommy's home, and then like 19 explanation points. It wasn't even just like mommy's home. It was like mommy, all caps.
You know what? I don't blame him.
Why are you so
concerned? Can I tell you something? I don't blame
CB
Gold.
Why do you care so much?
Listen, I don't blame CB Gold for that one. I blame you for heating that one. I'm not on there heating CB Gold's updates. Why the fuck are you?
I don't know why I saw that. I saw this and I actually smiled because it was cute. And
of course
I'm like,
it's cute.
I didn't see my mom in a month. CB Gold is cute. I haven't seen my dogs in a month. Yeah. So
why don't you say the dogs are home?
Because I didn't want to disparage my mom on fucking Facebook. We're going to play semantics right now.
The fans don't want to hear about that.
Facebook gives a shit.
Okay, so
let's move on.
The good thing for Bellator is that now Fedor is going to fight Mitrione, I think, in April. Or
maybe. Oh, great.
2025.
I've cooled off on that one now. We'll see what happens.
So Michael Chiesa called out Eddie Alvarez.
Everybody's calling out Eddie. Everybody wants
Eddie Alvarez.
Nate Diaz wants Eddie.
What?
I thought that was set up.
No, I think it's a good fight for Chiesa. I mean, Chiesa is a big name. I think it's a winnable fight for Chiesa.
I saw that.
It's not.
I mean, Chiesa's looking great. I mean, he's
looking great. He have the heat advantage, but speed is going to be very much not on his side in this one. But we'll see. We'll see.
You're right. You're
speed
right.
is going to be an issue.
Masvidal called out Neil Magny because he wants to break.
Called
his
him
fate.
A faker.
I think Masvidal. Run through Neil Magny.
I don't know about a run through, Neil but no, right. I feel like he win that one, but I don't know about run through.
You know what we didn't discuss?
Alan Jouban, Gunnar
Nelson?
Alan
Jouban and Gunnar Nelson in fucking, I think it's London, right?
That's a good
fight. I have,
it's an insane fight.
I have mixed feeling about that one, you know, because Alan is a very close friend of mine, as he is a close, you know, well, I don't know how close, but he knows you guys, okay?
Yeah, right.
I love him, and I feel like he's championship material. This fight, to me, in my opinion, is without question the hardest fight of his career ever.
Easily.
Period. So, can he win this fight? Yes. I only hope that he's training with the high karate guys, okay? Because everybody thinks it's going to be because of the jiu-jitsu with Gunnar Nelson. But people don't realize the striking that guy have is incredible.
Yeah, but the guy who beat Gunnar easily... would be Maya.
That's different. That's very different. That's very different.
He was fucking jiu-jitsu ragdoll.
That was very different. That don't apply here.
Why?
He had back mouth for three rounds.
Because what we're talking about here is, first of all, Gunnar Nelson is a guy who beat...
The guy that beat
Tumino,
No, no, but listen to this. In a grappling match, in an absolute match, Gunnar Nelson beat Jeff Monson, okay? And just let that just soak in, okay?
That's
and
a
he's
deal.
A he's a serious black belt in jiu-jitsu. Don't sleep on that guy.
Right.
He's world class jiu-jitsu. He hand into a guy who is even better at jiu-jitsu in Damian Maia, okay?
Right.
And Damian Maia knows how to nullify. Look, it's not like Condit can't strike. That didn't even come into play on Damian Maia fighter. So let's take that one out. Damian Maia is a anomaly,
right?
Okay? Now you take, look at the fight versus him and Chumanov.
Yep.
He beat the shit out of Chumanov on the feet.
Who wrecked Allen. But MMA math doesn't work.
I understand that. And you got to remember, there's no bigger Alan Jouban fan than me.
Right.
I just hope, I haven't talked to Alan about this, I hope he's got the high karate guys because that's his style.
Yep.
It's that hands down, and it's very different.
You think if it was strictly a glory fight, if it was a K-1 fight, who do you think wins, Alan or Gunnar?
I don't know. I don't
you
know.
You think Gunnar's that good?
Standing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at, look, go to the Chumanov fight.
Yeah.
He played with him on the
That
feet.
Was also the worst Allen I've seen, though.
No, not
I know what I'm saying. I know, but I'm
not even talking about the MMA math. Forget that Chumanov beat Allen. That's not my point.
Yeah.
Look at Chumanov, period.
Right.
In every Chumanov fight.
Yeah.
Look at what the disrespect, the way he had his hand, he had his hands down with Chumanov. He was fucking him up.
Right.
And I think Chumanov is one of the most dangerous guys out there. Gunnar Nelson walked through that shit like it wasn't nothing. And that don't mean he don't know how to fight on the feet. That he just knocked out one of the deadliest strikers in the division.
Yep.
I mean, like, not just knock. I think he finished with the jiu-jitsu, but what set it up, I believe, was just him, you know, outclassing him the feet.
By the way, okay, I think you're right. I can't wait for this fight.
And yeah, but Allen. I'm all Allen all the way. I just want to make sure I got to talk to him. I got to make sure he's got the height stuffs, the height karate stuffs.
I think it's a no-lose situation for Allen. You know, if he goes in there, he's unranked right now. He's not top 15.
It's a lose situation for Allen.
If he goes out there and gets starched in
30 seconds.
No, this is
that was supposed to happen.
Nah, it's
Gunnar. He's number 9.
It's not supposed to happen.
If he beats Gunnar, he's now number 9. He wants top 15.
But people aren't looking at Gunnar like they're looking at, Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah,
okay?
No, but Gunnar's very, very, very talented.
It's a lose situation. He's headlining a fight. Okay,
he's co-maining.
He's co-maining event.
No, this is big stuff.
It's the biggest,
and I'm super stoked for him because I think he can do it.
All right, but it's not a no.
It's not. It's not as big. Like it's not as big of a loss as like you know if he fought 15 and lost.
Okay,
and then
fine.
It's like,
but
I don't
it's
make
also
the,
not.
But if he wins, he's number 9.
It's not Anderson Silva in his prime. It's not.
I get it.
Hendo versus Silva.
But the people who know, who in the know about Gunnar Nelson, let me tell you something. That guy could be a world champion easily.
By the way, your teammate just signed with the UFC. Cindy Dandois is fighting Alexis Davis in Nashville.
She's dropping 10 pounds, though.
Cindy Dandois has...
dropping 10 pounds.
Cindy...
No, she fights both ways.
She's got a win over the current Invicta champion, Megan Anderson.
What she looks like.
She only... She's
Cindy?
Funny.
She's Dandois. Beautiful.
She's a beautiful girl.
She's beautiful in the sense that women say...
black guys, gorgeous. Though. Loves black dudes. Like she had the biggest crush on Anthony Johnson.
No, he had a big.
Oh, she liked that. She liked that. Those kind of brothers.
No, no, not even close.
What do you mean? I saw him. Trust me. She was stalking him. No, she wasn't.
So she liked those kind of brothers.
It was creepy on the show.
Yes,
it was creepy on the show.
Let me. He crushed my memory with this girl.
Okay.
Because she might want a light skin.
She's just turned vegetarian too.
She's good.
I'm gonna feed her something.
She beat Jessamine Duke really pretty easily first round.
Oh, I know this chick. I think we follow each other. I think she followed me.
Yeah, she's cool chick.
She's one of my good friends.
Oh yeah,
she was over Anthony Johnson. She was stalking him.
I like that one.
Yes, come on.
I seen this one.
See, hold on. See,
it looked like she has black kids.
I heard it was on the show.
Yeah.
She was like, you got to hook me up with Rumble. Is Rumble going to be there?
Okay, look at once.
Sorry. Well, I didn't know.
You were on the show.
Sorry,
I was here.
I wasn't even on yet.
She brought him up like 20 times on the show. And was like constantly DMing him and right.
You gotta hook me up with Rumble. You gotta hook me up with Rumble.
Okay,
I'm gonna be in Vegas. You gotta hook me up with Rumble.
When they finally started talking,
and he didn't seem interested.
Was interested, and she was kind of like she had a boyfriend at the time, so she wasn't interested. I was there. I actually was doing an interview with Johnny at the cage from the Underground, and he walked up to us.
You are so biased towards your friends.
Yeah, this one's not bad at all.
The other thing I will say that I remember was you told Rumble.
I think we follow each other.
Guys, we all can't talk at once. I love the show. I live for the show, but we just got to figure out.
Okay. Your Uncle Hanach will be quiet.
No, I don't want that. I know.
Go ahead. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Michael Venom Page now is fighting Derek Anderson.
I'm so excited for Derek for this fight.
Which one is Derek Anderson?
Derek Anderson, he's a friend of mine. He's in Bellator. He just fought Derek Campos at the Tito Chael card.
Wait, is he black? I'm not being
No, he's white.
He lost to Campos, though, right?
He lost to Campos. It was a very, very close fight. He beat up Campos way more than the other way around. He also fought Syed Awad the night that Bubba fought Georgie. We were there. That was a really good fight. Derek, scrappy kid. He's out of Alliance. We've had him on the show. San Diego guy. Very talented wherever the fight goes. Very gritty. I think this is an amazing fight for him. I'm super excited. He did the presser yesterday in London with MVP. It's the same card as the Daily Roy McDonald fight. This is an unbelievable opportunity for Derek.
Can you show me the guy's his face? Because then I'm going to remember how he fights and shit.
How's his wrestling, though?
His wrestling is good. His jiu-jitsu, I mean, you saw him against Syed. And He's good on the ground, hard to submit.
Who? Wait, Eric, is he that Anderson. Young kid? Is
young
he that
blonde.
young blonde kid? I know that. Yeah. And his mom comes to the fights and shit. His mom comes with like a T-shirt of himself on there and shit.
Maybe.
No, seriously.
I'll show you him right now.
You know, Saad Awad who trains with Georgie.
What a fight that was. That was a great fight. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you think he's going to beat Venom Pagey?
I can't say that. It's an unbelievable opportunity for him. If he beats him, it's the biggest
one
in his
career. You
want
to know something in my estimation, and you might disagree? That kid to me has a lot of potential, like, because good looking kid, he looked like a, you know, like one of those, you know,
like
Saved by the Bell or something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? To me, if I was Bellator, I would build him a little more because maybe he could beat Venom Page, but he also could get a highlight knockout, out. So I feel like this kid is very good and I like him and I feel he's got some great potential. I feel like, I wish they would give him maybe one or two more before someone like Venom Page.
Not all, the only thing is, he's been around for a while. His record is 14-3.
Okay.
He's not brand new.
But how many fights in Bellator?
This is going to be his, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th fight.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, look, you know, let's put it this way, if I was his mom or whatever, I wouldn't be excited about this.
I will say one thing. I don't think that it's going to be an easy finish for MVP to knock him out. This guy can take a shot. I think it could be a 3-round war, and I'm hoping it doesn't end up like the MVP Fernando Gonzalez.
He better be able to hassle. That's all I have to say.
He can wrestle
if he
too.
If he can hassle, then he have a chance. If he's just planning on just swinging like he did with Carne Asad.
Saad Awad.
Yeah.
That wasn't only a stand up war because they got on the ground. There was triangle submission.
I'm just saying,
transitions.
If he go too long on the feet, fucking around with that, that's a bad recipe. Okay,
he has a win over Pitbull, the guy who just beat him.
Yeah, Patricky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, but his wrestling's good. He's
trust
out
me,
of alliance.
I know exactly who the guy is. I just can't for some reason.
It's so funny though. His first, he's got 8 wins in the worst promotion in the history of promotions.
Wow,
Explode Fight Series.
Oh, that's the one.
I don't know what that is.
It's the one in San Diego where they'll tell you that you have an opponent, and the opponent will drop out. Then they'll go across the street to like the Home Depot.
Oh yeah. I know somebody who fought in there. Yeah, I know the one. Yeah,
and they'll say who wants to fight, and then you'll fight a guy who's like 1-40.
Yeah, they'll just fight whoever.
By the way, Bobby Gunn fought Roy Jones over the weekend.
Did that happen?
But it wasn't bare knuckle.
What?
It wasn't bare knuckle.
They had boxing gloves.
Why?
They couldn't get the bare knuckle.
Hoy didn't want to do it or something.
I don't know what it was, but Roy Jones killed him.
No shit. When people was questioning this, I'm like, do you hear? People don't know shit, man. They don't know shit. They're like, yeah, well, Hoy Jones is gonna get knocked out by this guy. Look, I don't want to fight the bare knuckle to the fucking. I'm not saying I'm better than him, but I'm just saying like, there's a level of one of the greatest boxer in the history of boxing. And, you know, there's levels to this shit.
Yeah.
Like we was talking about Marcelo Garcia and shit like that. If you kind of know, it's kind of silly. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, what the fuck? I mean, how did it go down? I mean, what happened?
He got stopped in the 7th round on cuts.
It went to 7?
It's 7. But he did say that he thinks that Roy Jones was playing with him and like carried him.
And you know what? Kudos to fucking Gunn for being honest and saying some shit like that. Because he knows. I'm sure he's a fan of Roy Jones. You're not stupid. You know, I mean, Hoy Jones, when, what's his name? Vernon Forrest. Who's the fucking guy?
Antonio Tarver
fucked up his legacy. But if you take away that latter part of the career after the Tarver knockout and shit, that was one of the most crazy fucking good boxes I ever seen in my life.
I think one of the problems with Roy Jones was that the weight he put on to fight John Ruiz. When he beat John Ruiz, he went to heavyweight.
Yeah.
And he put on like 40 pounds, but of muscle.
Yeah.
And then he went back down. And you could just see that you can't. This is a dangerous game to play. You know, when
plus
you start doing
plus
stuff like
Tarver
that.
Took away that, you know, that mystique that you have, even not in just other people's eyes, but your own eyes.
Yeah,
where you're like, I can't be fucking touched, and then somebody knock you the fuck out. It fucks with your head. You know, your mind starts to play tricks on you.
So like, Heather, you're going to the awards next week.
Yes, I am.
And where are you staying?
I'm not quite sure, actually, because I'm going to be out there for work for Guard Lab. So
you're going to be gardening out there?
No, I work for
there's times
company.
Of stuff.
a company called Guard Lab. It's a mouth guard company. We're the official guard of the UFC.
How come they didn't give your Uncle Hinacha a fucking mouth guard?
Oh, well, we need to get you one.
Well, okay.
No, I remember when me and you went to your place. You were living in Misha Tate's closet for a while. Remember that? Like,
Oh, yeah, you used to live with Misha Tate? Small.
Yeah.
You've seen everything.
But she was, Heather was so upset. We went back to Heather, went to Misha's place, and they gave away her room while she was gone.
No, and it wasn't Misha and Brian. No, there was a guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he was staying in my room. I had told him he could stay, but I didn't know he was going to move his girlfriend and the dog there.
Oh. Yeah.
But so that was an issue for a little bit. But
I went to Combate. And Heather cornered our boy Rudy.
Yeah.
And Rudy,
oh, how'd that go?
Rudy won.
Yeah. Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he listened to me.
Against our better judgment, he won, huh?
But yeah. It wasn't my heel hook.
She didn't even know he was fighting until the podcast. The next day, she's in the corner.
You were supposed to corner him too, though.
I think he would have let me, but go on.
How did it go? What happened?
It went really well. What
went down? How did he win?
So he beat the crap out of the guy. The guy, literally, his eye was completely shut by the end of the fight. Rudy was really out of shape, and so he unfortunately couldn't do all the things, like, you know, I kept yelling two high kick, because when the guy couldn't see and his hands were down, he could have, you know, dropped him and
finished
the fight. Why
Rudy was out of shape?
Well, he took the fight on 2 days notice.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay, I just remember him in the bathtub.
It was the weirdest fight.
And he had a hard cut, even though he had to get down to like 160 or something.
It was the weirdest fight. So at the beginning of the fight, like, Rudy kicks the guy in the balls, like a horrible low blow.
No, it was like at the end of the first, and he needed the break. He was tired.
So the crowd starts booing. So this guy gives someone in the – someone's like, you suck. This guy gives the middle finger to the guy in the crowd.
Not Rudy, the other guy.
No, the other guy. Yeah. So he starts fighting with the guy in the crowd.
About the foul that Hootie did.
Yeah, Hootie did the guy. The guy starts going double fingers, just arguing with the – they're going back and forth. And the announcer, Juliana Pena, who – I love Juliana, but, like, it's really – like, she's a funny announcer because she talks about her fights the whole time. Like, but she does a great job.
Like
but,
how Bill Walton, when he used to fucking do the thing.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a Bill Russell or a me.
Yeah, right. It was the whole thing. I, like, go there. I, like, bring three of my friends to this place. And it's all Mexican.
The
whole place is all Mexican. So I was doing a live broadcast. I'm like, we're at the anti-Trump rally. But it was basically what it was. It was so funny. But there was some good fights. Josh Barnett's girl won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Colleen.
Not Colleen. No. She cornered some other girl.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know.
Yeah, because Colleen fight Invicta or something.
Yeah. No,
I didn't watch that.
Colleen's in Bellator now.
I had to take
that's what I meant. I saw that one. She did good. Huh?
I had to take somebody to the hospital. One of my old teammates from Albuquerque had to go to the hospital.
So that was the best fight of the night. It was your boy beat the Andres. Alpha male guy.
Yeah.
Wow. They were all there. Cody was there. Cody Nola. Alpha male guy. And he lost. It was a good fight, though.
They all travel in hordes. Like, if any alpha male guy's fighting, you could be your second day at alpha male. You're like, I'm fighting tonight. 19 of them will come out.
Well,
all in
like
one
Keebler.
Car.
It's like Keebler. You know, the whole crew, the Keebler Alpha.
But they all come in one Ford Focus.
Yeah, exactly. But they also live in one tree, hollow out tree. They're making EL Fudge in that one.
So Heather, so you, now that you and Morgan are not together anymore, it was a Valentine's Day fling, right?
What?
Are you back in the dating scene? Or?
No, I mean, I'm not really really looking. I'd like to have more friends out in L.A., but
I know what that translates into. I like a lot of friends too. I do the same shit. You know, I want to have a couple friends, but I'm
not really
looking,
looking
for
to
nothing.
Date anybody?
No expectation.
Now, who do you live with?
I live with a couple. One is guy is a music producer, and then the girl works. She just started a new job at a new startup company for dog, like a dog walking company. But she's an admin.
Where'd you meet this couple?
Craigslist.
That's a little shady.
Yeah.
No, they're really cool. They have a dog named Bonnie.
As long as they have a dog. Look, I have a dog too, okay? You're gonna trust your fucking Uncle Hinach?
I went over to their house. I met them. They're like, they're actually really normal, cool people.
They haven't offered you to join like their sex?
Weird at all.
Do they look good?
They're getting married in a couple months.
Do you hear them having sex at all?
No, our rooms are very
married. That don't mean nothing to married.
One of my videos?
Yeah, one time a married couple, the wife sucked on my dick and the guy washed.
Really?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I What do you think happened?
But you were okay with the guy being in the room?
Well, it was you have to split the difference. Oh, yeah. You know, as long as he's not going to get involved, you know, he's letting his wife suck to my prick.
That's kind of weird, though, no?
No shit, it's weird, but, you know. Hey.
Now, what was he? Was he jerking off while watching?
Fuck no.
You met this girl on Craigslist?
He was just observed. No, not on Craigslist. It was at some kind of fucking wacky party, a bunch of hitch people. And then, you know, the girl would start grabbing my dick and stuff. I said, and I knew that there was marriage. So what the fuck? And then he was like, yeah, you can go ahead, honey. You can give to him a blowjob. I didn't even know that was on the table. I was like, poha, okay. I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So she gave you a blowjob, but you
No, no, no. She gave to me a blowjob. Yeah, you said, so he gave you a, don't fucking try to give, stupid. Right, and then,
on,
yeah. Yeah, I see how you do that one. That's all. Yeah, but the funny stuff is that the chick is giving me a blowjob, and then, you know, she's on her fucking knees, you know, like, you know, outside on a deck at our party, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when it's time for me to came, he go, oh, watch out, not in the mouth. We don't know where he's been, or whatever. And I said, now you worried about where I've been? You know.
So where did you nut on her?
Well, onto the face.
You nut on the fence?
No, onto the face of the one.
Oh, in the face.
Yeah, and then the nice thing, the polite thing the guy did is he went like this. Look, I'm sure this wasn't their first a barbecue.
Yes.
Because then he said, well, I'm sure you two have a lot to talk about. I mean, would you like to have a moment or whatever? That guy peaced out back into the party, and then me and her is left with I'm left with his awkward situation with this wife. I don't have nothing to talk to her about, and she have come on her face. And I said, look, I'm Uncle Hanach, okay? Yeah. I tried to introduce myself. I gave her a hand to came up like on from her knees and stuff, and I tried to give her a napkin. She said, no, I'm fine. I have a napkin. And
then
yeah, in her handbag or whatever, right. her clutch.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, it was kind of one of those awkward, wow, okay, so it's nice to meet, and I'm going to went back onto the party, and, you know, I hope you, you know, have a nice life.
That's good.
So, anyway, it was exotic, and it was, you know.
Heather, have you ever been in a couple where you guys ever?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You ever been a guy that wanted to, like, you to have a threesome or anything? Or?
Mm-mm.
No. All right.
I've had a number of different experiences.
Of course, yeah. I bet. I mean, we just heard.
That's one of that ones, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What a night, huh?
So now, when you were married to Diego Brandão, he seems like a pretty jealous guy. He seems like the kind of guy that like wouldn't. Did any guy ever hit on you at the gym or something, and then he killed him?
No.
But he was threatened probably to kill them.
No one would do that. I think they knew that he would be upset.
What about a bars or club? Were you allowed out of the car?
No, it did happen one time at a club, like an after party for one of the Jackson fights. That Jackson fight.
Was it Tito?
Yeah. Right, go on. No, it was Jermaine or whatever, the one who just fought Holly. That's why she knew how to beat that one.
Jermaine, yeah.
It's just Jermaine Jackson.
I think that was Jermaine Durandamé, not Jermaine Jackson.
Oh.
But was funny.
Wait, Jermaine and Handy Jackson?
No, Jermaine.
So it was both that one?
You're confusing the Jacksons and...
You don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, go ahead.
No, he saw this guy who was talking to me and put his hand on my leg, but he was just being friendly. I don't think he was...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always do that.
You know what I mean? You're talking and you just like...
On your leg?
On my leg.
Okay, well, all right. Were you wearing a skirt?
A little.
I don't remember.
I mean, was it your bare leg or your pants?
I don't remember.
That was great, huh? There's a feeling to that.
Right.
It seemed like it was a lot less harmful. I don't know. I didn't think anything of it, but...
I did.
Yeah, Diego did, definitely.
So what did he do?
He tried to, you know, start a fight with the guy, and then
I would have did the same
out.
Thing. I would have broke his fucking hands off.
But then that night we met these guys, these owners of this show called Evolution.
And then they tried to touch your thighs too?
They actually booked us for their first fight. Like they were like, so yeah. And then we both won that fight. He knocked a guy out. I got a submission in like less than 2 minutes.
Oh, how romantic.
And then I knocked out the girl in my next fight. And so they were calling us the knockout couple.
Oh, what a knockout. You guys is a heel knockout.
So why did you guys get divorced?
Fucking great.
Well, it was just we just saw it differently, saw things differently.
No shit. You guys got to know each other. which is that's stupid. People get involved in marrying each other or getting in a relationship too quick. That's the way it always works.
Yeah.
And then you find yourself miserable, and then you wonder why, because you don't fucking know the person.
Right.
I got friends who get into a relationship, and then they fucking known the girl 2 weeks. All of a sudden, everything, day and night, hanging out with the girls, my love, my soulmate, all that kind of stuff. You don't even know the fucking person. You just high on knowing, seeing some girl you like and you get along. So you're making all this fucking fantasy. Oh, this is the best person in the world. And then when you start getting annoyed by shit, or you start finding out their beliefs about some shit, or, comedian you like, and then they go, oh, I fucking hate that guy. I remember, I'm not the biggest Will Ferrell fan in the world, but one time a girl was like, I can't fucking stand Will Ferrell. And I was like, and I just couldn't understand. She had a thing about it. Yeah. Like she hated him worse than anybody. And I just couldn't understand. I tried to get in her mind. I said, what the fuck?
Like, oh, yeah. I love this comic. And I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. It's like that guy with the puppet.
Funny.
It's the guy with the puppet show, the fucking. Yeah, or something like that.
Dunham, but people, if I don't like, if we don't have the same taste in comedy.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a tough one. Yeah.
Like my dick, I could lose a boner.
Yeah.
With that.
And also when they don't like, it happened a lot when the girls don't. I don't even mind if they listen to passionate about a music that I don't like. But when they go like, "Well, I can't listen to that stuff," okay. But I'm sorry. But when they, I don't. I'd even have it to them like country music, okay.
Yeah.
Then to go like this, I don't know. I don't really listen to music. I don't anything. I don't really listen to music. When someone's not passionate about music, when they don't give a fuck about music, I don't pay attention to music. Then I'm like, yeah, it's not gonna. It's something I don't like.
Girl, like, hey, what do you want to eat?
I don't know.
Well, that's every girl. So get used to that.
No.
Get used to that.
Sushi? Yeah.
No.
They only know what they don't want.
Yeah.
Trust me. That's every girl. It don't matter. And I don't care what feminist, whatever say. Every girl does that. Every fucking girl.
They know what they don't want to eat.
But they go, well, I wish you would just choose. Yeah, I like when you choose.
And then you get angry.
And then you say, no. Yeah. You want chai food? No. You want the burger joint? No. You want a fucking sushi? No. Well, what the fuck do you want, bitch? Why don't you tell me what you want?
My girl will be like, hey, guess what? I got tickets to the movies tonight, right? And like, so she goes out and buys tickets, and she picks something I like, right? And then she's like, we always see what you want to see.
Unbelievable.
You went out and fucking bought the tickets.
Unbelievable. You can't, that's what I'm saying. You have this person, this creature that is living in your house, or and then all of a sudden you gotta deal with this
creature.
Shit. Yeah, this human being that now is supposed to be your best friend or whatever, and then she started to make you fucking want to kill somebody.
Yeah,
and who needed?
I need it.
Yeah, I'm that's you. June. You enjoy that.
You come to the wedding, right?
You can enjoy it. If it's a Jewish wedding.
Now you're not bringing a date, are you?
No. Yeah, I never bring a date to a wedding. Why the fuck would I do that?
Yeah.
I go like, yeah, no, that's the last stuff I'm gonna do. Because what's the one thing I could enjoy at a wedding? You know what I mean? It's not the ceremony. Yeah. Let me tell you that. And probably it's not gonna be the food because I don't need no.
It's the finger banging.
Well, now, that's one of the.
Do you usually go for two fingers first or three or one?
You know, I don't. I'm like to, I like to massage her pussy and the you know the part, if you was to do like you saying like come here, when you watch the cartoons and the smell of something is telling the hat or the cat or whatever to take him off his feet and it's saying come here like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I do that one inside the pussy. It depends on the girl. I might do two, three.
Sometimes if you get too many fingers, you're like, whoa.
Maybe two or three in there and you're going like, or two, okay? And you're going like that and you're gonna get the some of the part on there. You're gonna fuck around with the pussy, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta do a lot of stuff to that. You gotta French kiss that one.
Yeah.
You gotta know how to be kind to that one. You just don't gonna.
You like can't jam
app.
It.
Have you seen that?
You know
app,
what?
Right?
One thing I've noticed. You know what? One thing I've noticed is that when a girl get like you find something she really like, you can experiment. You're gonna find her the action. And then once you find the stuff that Haley is getting going, you gotta repeat that one. You know what I mean? You gotta stay on that for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't start doing that and then go off to some other shit.
Yeah.
You know, let her get a chance. Like, it's like if she was jerking you off and you was like, oh shit. And then all of a sudden she stopped jerking you off and start like giving it baby kisses on the side of it. You go, bitch. Oh, sorry, young lady. Yeah. Keep jerking that one off.
My
please.
Friend who's a,
you know what I'm
my
saying?
My friend who's a girl fighter. I'm not gonna say her name, but she came to my show and there was a porn star there named Tommy Gunn. And she said to me, she
that's
goes,
the guy who was fighting the thing, the hockey
that
five.
Was Tommy Morrison. That was also Tommy Gunn. Yeah, yeah.
And also the guy who lost.
lost to Hoy Jones.
Yeah, and to HIV. But that's Bobby Gunn.
Oh, Bobby Gunn, okay, my fault.
But she goes, she sees the guy, and she's like, oh, she's like, oh, that guy. She's like, I paddled my canoe to that guy plenty of times. Paddled my canoe.
Interesting.
I've never heard that expression of.
No, hey, where's she from? Vermont?
So she's from.
Yeah, I never heard
from,
that one either.
Chicago.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah. She have that fucking accent?
Or Seattle. Yeah,
I paddled my canoe. I paddled my canoe to that guy. Making some Polish sassies over here. The little Smokies over there.
What? I only know one fighter from Chicago.
Oh, who's that?
CM Punk?
Oh, no, it's not Feliz.
Who?
It wasn't Feliz. It wasn't Feliz, although I'm...
Does Feliz have that fucking accent, that gruff that, one?
Yeah, maybe it was CM Punk.
They're like, yeah, we're going over to see my mom, my dad.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Ooh, stop.
It's like when a chick has a Boston accent, I'm like, oh.
What's worse, a chick having a deep Boston accent or a deep Chicago one? I don't know. I've never dated a thick accent Boston one, but I've been around that one, and it was shocking.
You packed the can, have it yet?
It's a little huff, okay? Yeah. Like, I can deal with the deep New York one for some reason, but then when you got that one, that Boston one, I like it on the guys. Like, when you hear guys from Southie or whatever they talk like that, I like that. Keep talking. I like to hear that shit. But on the girl, you go, oh, God, it's like she's going to spit on the fucking corner. She's going to go, But then the other one is terrible, too. My mom, like, passion fruit.
Yeah.
Anything they say, she could be fine as hell. That Chicago one. Porra, caralho. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Anyway,
listen, that's our podcast.
That's
today.
The one we're going to end on that note.
Yes. It's a podcast.
Caralho.
Heather, anything coming up, Heather?
No, just more podcasts. Believe
now, where can people find this podcast?
Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Revolver, iTunes.
Okay, how many places they got to listen to that one? Just pick one of the fucking ones and listen to that shit, okay?
You're gonna believe
a lot of stuff on there.
It's good. So far, we had first episode was Leslie Smith and Carrie Melendez. Second episode is Raquel Pennington and Tisha Torres.
Oh, that's that one I want to interview.
Third was...
I want to interview to be the nanny or whatever on there. And take
Michelle
care of them.
Watterson and Jody Escobar.
Oh, can I tell you? You know and when then, we were talking about hot women?
Yeah.
I think Michelle Watterson.
Yeah,
I know she have a husband. He's a nice guy and everything. But let me tell you something. People don't know.
The other girl had a husband too, and she like blew you in front of him.
Well, that's a good point. But I don't want to besmirch because that guy was very nice to me, and he was very unpossessive when I was goofing around with her. So I gotta give him some credit. Nice guy. But I saw her when I speak of the devil when I was in Chicago, and she was just there in the audience. She had a black dress. She clean up very, very, I mean,
she's beautiful.
Fucking carajo. Yeah. And she have a sense of humor. That's a dime PC.
Yeah.
And people might not realize, because she's, you know, kind of cute, whatever, and she's in the fight, and you know, you see her. But when you see her with the heel, all that stuff, that's dangerous stuff.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Very dangerous girl on there.
So what do you have coming up?
What do I have coming up? What I don't have coming up here. Okay. First of all, that shit is canceled, that CXF. It's not canceled, but your uncle and I's not going to be there, because they're not streaming. It's just going to be the live shit. Because something happened with Sure Dog or some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I'm not no longer commentate that one. And I'm not going to be there because, you know, I don't feel like it.
Okay.
And then what's happened? Oh, all the people are there. I don't know. It just dawned on me that I don't realize people don't know that I'm on Bitmoji. Okay. I mean, Jitsmoji. Sorry. You know, that shit's like Bitmoji.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's called Jitsmoji, okay?
J-I-T-Z or J-T-S?
J-T-S.
Okay.
I think.
Boy. Yeah. We checked it the different episode.
Okay. We're going to check it again, my brother. Right. Okay. And then, so you can go on there if you want to get laid sometime, and you want, like, say you want to send a picture to you. First of all, you got little characters that look like me, okay, in different settings. But then one of the ones I find my fans is doing the best, my male fans is doing the best with, is sometimes you want to get a picture from a girl. Okay, but it sounds creepy, like, hey, send me a pic, you know, whatever. Well, you have one character, it's looked very cute, and it's looked like exactly a replica of you, Uncle Hanach. And I lay on the bed with my little leg. He have little legs and stuff like that. He have a little gold chainy. And he's curled up on the bed looking at his phone, and he's like going like this, and he says, send pics. Okay?
So you send your Uncle Hanash to do the dirty work.
And then the girl,
let me tell you something. The girl's going to be enchanted by that one. And not only she's going to laugh a little bit, and then she's going to send pictures of her buttocks, her asshole, her, you know, titties, whatever that you want. Because, you know, you get in there. It's like a Trojan's horse.
Okay, so
it's called Jitsmoji. I want you to download that one, okay? And then you have a whole thing. You have all, and I have a lot of jujitsu related shit. And there's other guys on there. They got that guy with the fucking curly hair from San Francisco. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, now of course I can't think because
Gilbert Melendez?
No, the fucking jujitsu guy.
Metamoris guy?
No, the teacher, the famous teacher. He's a grumpy fucking guy. I know him so well, I can't think of his fucking name right now. Anyway.
From San Francisco?
He's like the guy in San Francisco, the guy under Half Gracie, the fucking...
Jake Shields?
He doesn't have curly hair.
He looked
hair.
Like an older Clay Guida, you know, the fucking guy, and he flip everybody off. It's embarrassing. Well, fuck you. It's embarrassing that I can't think of the fucking guy's name right now.
And these Jitsmojis, 5% anyway, of the time, they work 100% of the time.
Yeah, of course they work. Anyway, you got all kind of shit, you know, jiu-jitsu related shit, okay?
Okay?
So put that one, get that stuff, even if you just don't do jiu-jitsu, you like your Uncle Hanash, okay?
Right.
And then one more stuff.
How much is it? How much is the Jitsmoji?
Never mind,
like
that's
$3.
No, it's not. It's like $1.99, some shit like that.
$2-3.
Yeah. You know what? I'll do the talking around here.
$1.99 is $2,
up.
So you guys are agreeing.
Okay, so listen. Never mind CB Gold, okay? So we got that, and then Storm Kimono is going to come out with a special soon. I think it's next week is launch. It's going to have a special Hanash store on there, so you can get all your Hanash related
items. Where can I get that?
It's
Storm fucking Kimono.
Well, what's the website?
StormKimonos.com.
Take a wild guess. StormKimonos.com.
All right, fine.
Okay? No, StormKimono at earthnet.link.tv. All
right, go on.
No, okay. You was trying to be nice, but come on. Now, so you go on the StormKimono. It's not heady yet, but, I mean, the kimono shit is up there.
StormKimonos.com.
Yeah, and they got a lot of stuff up there. They have a new line of all kind of shit. You're going to find out about that, but... The more important, you got Uncle Hanash up there and his stuffs you got. You got the fucking hash guard, the t-shirts, and the stickers that you want, and more shits is on the way. Okay?
Right.
So that's a lot of info for you there. Anything else you want to find out, you'll find out on Twitter or Instagram, Hanato_Laranja. Okay? And if you like to see some pussy on there and to see me looking good and maybe some of Heather's friends that I'm going to be, you know, getting to know better after this, that blonde one who was interested
Cindy
in humble
Danua.
In humble Johns, Cindy Danwa, if you're out there, how you doing, baby?
Yeah. Stevie, what do you have?
I'm gonna give you
staying
another mixed
of,
children, another
out
one.
Of the hospital.
That's what you're doing.
That's my plan. That's my hopes right now.
Okay, all right.
That's depressed.
My life's depressed.
Quit smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, quit smoking cigarettes, man. You
smoke something else, just not cigarettes.
You're better off smoking weed than cigarettes.
No, I'm not. But we're not going
to. Well, not weed. You don't have to. You know, you don't want him to fucking get paranoid. But,
no, I'm drug free almost 3 years. I'm not going.
Yeah,
back.
He don't want it that. But he don't. You know what's funny? Everybody I know that's sober, who's drug free and sober and don't drink or nothing. Yeah. They all smoke fucking 10-pack a day and drink coffee, nicotine and coffee.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that about you, okay?
No, I know.
But everyone I know, and they say, look, I'm drug free, but meanwhile they're smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee like a madman.
Right.
But that's okay. Hey, look, it's better than heroin.
Listen, people, Thursday night, I'm at the Long Beach Laugh
Heron?
Factory.
Sorry, Heron.
Thursday night, Long Beach Laugh Factory. Friday night.
Talk about, I'm at you know what? This always blindsided me when I was just headed to relax and to just shake this thing off.
Friday night, I'm at the Mandalay Bay Casino at 9 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, actually, and at the South Point Casino at the Dirty at 12:30. Saturday night.
Who made up that fucking chestnut?
Saturday.
Who made that one up? You thought of that?
No, that's the name of the show. The Dirty at 12:30.
What town is that in? City of Industry?
South Point Casino in Vegas.
Victorville?
And then I'm at the Ice House in Pasadena, Saturday the 25th.
Great.
Ice House, 10 o'clock. Tuesday night at the Irvine Improv. I'm at the Dime Bar every Monday and Tuesday. Next Wednesday, the Stratosphere Hotel, me and Dean Thomas doing stand-up comedy. Stratosphere Hotel.
Do you ever get depressed listing off the stuff that for like 3 weeks in a row, the same one?
Saturday the 11th, I'm in Pico Rivera at the Iguana Lounge.
Yeah, he and Pico Rivera is going to be there. the Dodger.
Saturday, June 8th, the Venice Underground.
Ugh.
Venice Underground.
What is that, like a poetry slam?
It's a comedy, and then afterwards they have a... with a girl's strip. What's it called? Not like strip.
That seems like a place where they have light-skinned black people doing poetry and white guys who have dreadlocks.
They have burlesque dancing.
Yeah, they have burlap dancing.
I'm at the Comedy Cave in Calgary. Comedy Cave.
That sounds like a good one.
March 15th to the 21st.
Look out for that one. That's going to be a good hot one.
San Diego Comedy Palace, Friday the 24th and 25th. And then April 5th to the 9th, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The second week of April,
Keep your hands off of Sarah McMahon when you're out there.
I'm at Sanford and Sons Comedy
Club. Please tell me you're joking.
No, it's in Kansas City.
How could they get the heights to that?
Sanford and Sons in Kansas City. That's the week the UFC is going to be in.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Head Fox is hauling over in his gravy a place called Sanford and Sons, and is going to have headlining by Adam Hunch.
It's actually Stanford and Sons.
Still.
April 27th. To the 29th, I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Looney Bin Comedy Club. So that's where that's where I'm going to be. This is on AdamHunter.com.
This is a very sad state of affairs, people. I wish we didn't have to have this part.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. Hope you guys are doing well.
See you at Stanford and Sons. La Manche, Grady. the big one is coming.
Thank you,
Hanato. The laughs is coming at some point.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. Thank you, Hanato, Laranja.
I'm coming to see you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Sarah McMahon. By the way, he's doing Red Fox to young people.
It's half fun.
And then thank you, CB Gold. Stay out of the hospital, my friend. Okay, and thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Ciao. Sorry about this whole podcast, ladies and gentlemen.